Hey there, everybody. Welcome to an episode of DFC. I am JTV.
With you sure me. About that?
Yeah, I think so. With me to my left is the lovely Danielle. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
Wonderful, wonderful. To my right is Mr. Justin Time.
Hey, I'm back, bitches.
Back for his first big movie. We've had you on for a couple top five in the news.
Yeah.
This is the first time we're actually going to sit down and watch a movie with you for in a while now. First time all three of us have been together.
Yeah.
True.
Because there was Groundhog Day where Danny was too drunk.
Much too drunk.
She missed out on that
no,
one.
No, I wasn't.
Sleeping.
MIA. Fuck
and,
it, I was MIA.
And then we missed Justin for a couple episodes. We had Amanda Lay.
Yeah.
Who did awesome. She did a great job.
Yeah.
And our buddy Mark, he did great too. Both great times. Got to have him back. Maybe we should try and get maybe four people here maybe sometimes.
Yeah.
Just because I'm
okay
person here
that.
At the table.
Yeah, we have room right there.
We need a new mic, so.
Give him the old shitty one.
The old, yeah, you have,
yeah.
You're sporting your new mic.
Yeah, you guys got me a fancy new one.
Oh, yeah, it's just as good as the rest of them.
But it's
maybe not even as good. But
it's fancy to me, okay?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Well, we bought you the fuzzy cover, makes it look fancy.
Yeah, exactly. I'm excited.
But this is a drunk film commentary. Where we look at some movies.
And we drink and we commentate.
Yes. If you... How's it go? If you like films, and if you like podcasts, and if drunk people annoy you, then DFC is right up your alley. And
if drunk people don't annoy you.
Drunk don't annoy you, yes.
Drunk, no. Oh, wait, what?
We're drunk already, so...
Stay over there.
I am so drunk.
Oh, boy. It's going to be... We got
one of those episodes, folks.
It's yeah.
A two-hour episode here.
This is going to be hard.
Hey, 119 minutes.
But the movie hasn't started yet.
I know.
But we're jamming to... We're just jamming to one of the popular songs on the soundtrack from L7. It's good stuff.
L7. Weenie.
Weenie? Justin, what was your first experience with... Natural Born Killers. Okay, well, should I talk about it first?
We can do whatever you want.
Well, it's 1994. Satirical black comedy, they call it. Crime film. Directed by Oliver Stone.
It's also an on-the-road film.
Definitely a road film, yeah, yeah. We should have top five road movies.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good one. Another one, though. Another time, though. This could be on a top five.
Yeah.
But, So, hey, we're back. No music.
Yay!
Danny hates music. You gotta listen to it with the music player. It's not that bad, really.
It's not bad.
Well, I know you don't like it, but...
Well, you're on her shit list, so...
I made your shit list. L7 fan, Dan?
I'm sorry, what?
L7 fan?
Yes.
Yeah? Did that version sound different? Did it sound slower? I don't know. Or was it just me? It sounded slower when I was doing it earlier when I put it on the list here.
I don't know,
but
well, if you hit play, it's going to start the movie.
Should we start the movie?
You can totally hear that song then. It starts then.
Where's the remote? Here it is.
Where's the remote?
All right, we're gonna get
ready. We could use the remote.
This is how this shit starts.
Well, welcome back, Justin.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be back.
I'd like to say hello to our listeners out there. We have two now.
Two.
We have Mandalay
and Jason Ritter.
Yeah, yeah. Good, easy name to remember, isn't it?
My boy.
We have listeners out there. I mean, Australia, UK had a big spike up there last week. You know, some people in good old...
Drop us a line. drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com.
You got it right this time. Look at that. Yeah, yeah.
You can teach a young dog new tricks.
But they're going to say, well, what am I going to say in an email?
Anything you want. Tell us to go suck a dick. I don't care.
You want to... Tell us to go suck a dick.
I mean, I wouldn't prefer that, but something.
That'd be hurtful.
Yeah, but then I can make fun of that guy.
Okay, well, let's tell us where you're calling or where you're writing from.
Yeah, and send a picture or something.
Oh,
so
for
got,
our own amusement?
So I got something to make fun of you about.
That's quite a hat.
Yo,
why's your hair so blonde?
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Must be from Australia.
Enough.
Anyway,
they're the only fuckers that listen to us, and you're really gonna fuck with them right now?
I wasn't fucking with them. I'm paying tribute to them.
Just
paying homage.
Yes, we talked about Australia in the news segments earlier today. The whale vomit beer.
Yep, let's Gotta be good stuff.
Hey, crikey, I like that whale vomit beer, eh?
For fuck's sake. Hit play on the goddamn TV.
Alright, we're gonna start the movie up.
I wonder if Steve Irwin likes that
Please
beer.
Please excuse them. My,
right, we're right at the
my
Warner
lovely,
Brothers.
My lovely people from down under.
We are watching the director's cut, which I think is the most commonly.
No, the director's cut has an extra 4 minutes of violence.
Yeah, but it's not even like one scene. It's like
it's throughout the whole movie.
It's crazy. Yeah, I looked at what's all different about it, but it's the most commonly available version, I think now.
Yeah, now it is. Yeah.
I don't know what's on. What was on Netflix? I'm not 20 sure.
20 years later. Yeah.
I know it was on Netflix for a while, and we're gonna start with some Leonard Cohen. Start out in the desert. Danny, what do you think about Natural Born Killers?
I'm sorry, what?
You picked this movie. What made you decide to pick this one?
Actually, the soundtrack's my favorite.
Yeah, we
I remember that.
Movie soundtrack. It was in my top five.
I was going to bring that up.
The soundtrack's my favorite, but the whole movie in general, it's so, I guess, how do you say it, Quentin Tarantino?
Well, he did write the story.
But it really is. Like, you think of this one, you think of any other that kind of show his... It goes this way, but then there's also this side of it that's going this way type of thing. I don't know.
Well, Tarantino had something to do with this film, but not a lot.
No.
He didn't even get a producer's credit. He just wrote
the story.
The story, yeah.
Well,
and then he couldn't get it published, so he sold it.
But one thing that's amusing is that the movie opens up in a diner, which is Tarantino style. Opening up in a diner. You know, Reservoir Dogs does it. Pulp Fiction does it. I'm not sure about his other films. But.
And Mabel got all pissed off because Mallory didn't know her name. The bitch has 3 fucking name tags on her. Fuck off, dude.
They just
kind of
jump in. They're in this diner. They show the guy comes up later in the end. Owen. They show him. He's sitting at one of the tables. He kind of like fades away. He's the guy that appears at the very end in the prison, helps him break out. Did you know that, Justin?
No, I didn't realize that.
Oh, you missed him. Yeah, he was sitting at the diner table. He's kind of faded away, disappeared. And he comes up later on. He comes up somewhere else too in the film. But Mickey and Mallory, they're eating at the diner, and
Mallory's dancing her sexy little dance.
This movie came out in
94,
August 26, 1994. It came out just
before
less than 2 months
before I even graduated. For once,
I was 5.
For once, I was in high school. Shut the fuck up, you little kid. Son of a bitch.
But, you know,
I have to say, one of my greatest things about this movie is what a badass that little scrawny bitch is. Like, she's just a scrawny bitch. She's skinny, she's out there dancing, she don't give a fuck what anybody thinks. And then somebody, anybody, that tries to walk up on her, and she beats the fuck out of them.
She beats up or kills everybody that she gets sexy with except for Mickey. In this movie.
Well, because they're not like him. Like,
well, you know, in the commentary, Oliver Stone wanted Juliette Lewis to beef up and be like a little tougher looking, and she refused. She's like, no, I want to be like this
good
little chick that just kicked ass.
I read that she was very difficult to work with in this movie because she just wanted to like improvise all her lines because she did that in Cape Fear. And
yeah.
There's a lot of things between her and
Woody. I mean,
there's
probably a reason you don't see her in a lot of shit anymore.
She just came off of California, too, which that character was very... Well, that's similar, but the tone of the film is similar.
Yeah.
You haven't seen California, though.
No,
and this guy is, like, dicking around, and she's like, you know what, I'm pretty much over it. And then she gets pissed. Oh, are you flirting with me? And there's a lot of guys that do that shit. Like, if you go out to a bar and you try to dance,
I know,
guys
I hate
are
when
like,
that happens.
Hey, and they come up and try grinding on your ass when you're dancing with a girlfriend, and you're like, no, preaching to the choir, sister.
Oh, I know.
So to see this shit and to see her fuck up every guy, it cracks me up. And they let her whoop his ass right here. She puts him right through a wall. She knocks him over to some shows.
Yeah, just before Juliette Lewis, you know, she's actually an actress that started out on TV. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I didn't even realize.
Yeah, she started out on a show called I Married Dora, which lasted from 87 to 88. I don't even remember that one.
That must have been before she went exploring.
And then she was on, the Facts of Life. Shakespeare's on that for a year. Yeah, take the good, take the bad, that Facts of Life. And it's the Wonder Years.
That guy pointed at Woody Harrelson, and he was like, it's not polite to point. And he cuts his finger off.
That's one of the scenes, the color. Okay, if you want to know, if you're watching the director's cut, if you see the finger on his foot in color in this opening scene, the diner, that is the director's cut. Otherwise, it's just black and white. You see that shot. But if you see the color foot, color finger on the foot, it's the director's cut you're watching.
Huh.
So, that's
see, and here's where it turns
color.
Here's where it turns color until you see blood. And then every time there's blood, it's black and white.
Well, when I first saw this, I kind of thought, is there some kind of relation where it is something different when it's black and white? Is that like maybe...
Yeah, I always thought that too, and then I gave up on trying to figure it out.
I was even thinking, maybe is that like a different time? No, it has to be the same, you know?
Yeah, it all...
But... But this came out just right in the same season as Pulp Fiction.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. This shit would be fucked up.
What?
Could you imagine being just, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a tiger by it for your fucking life?
Yeah, and she automatically knows she's going to pick the chick.
Yeah.
She even cheats on it. She's like, oh. And she goes over.
You are not it. Am I right?
Yeah.
No, you are it.
Says you are it. And then she points at the girl and he kills her. And this is my favorite. Look at how psycho that little crazy bitch looks. I love it. She tiptoes over there and she's like, when they come here and they ask you who told them, what, you tell them, Mickey Mallory did it.
Mickey Mallory Knox.
And then she gets all lovey-dovey. I love you.
Technically, she's not Mallory Knox, though.
She's not, no.
Do we know her?
Yeah, they don't get married in this...
in the legal sense.
But they cut their hands and loved each other enough, apparently.
One thing that's hard to find is a straight angle on any of these shots. He uses what's called the Dutch angle. It's also called the canted. It's when it's like sideways.
Yeah.
He uses that a lot.
So, here's the thing. It starts with this, right? And do you know that when they go to jail, they say it's only been 3 weeks?
No, it's a year later.
No! It's been 3 weeks when she gets bit by a snake and they go to jail. It was 3 fucking weeks from the time he held her. Yeah, it was fucking weird. You watch here. We'll watch, obviously. And there's a part and they're like in there 3 weeks where they've killed 50 some people. 50.
Well, I mean, how long did you get away with it?
Even at the end, the fucking Robert Downey Jr. is like, in your 3 weeks, what did you feel?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, well, I never felt remorse or whatever.
And when you see, we'll like, there, when they start, when they turn back here and they start where she's at home and they kill her mom and dad, she's got braces and shit, like, how the fuck? Did he rip them off? Yeah, but that's 3 weeks from there, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's
3 weeks from when they met.
I don't think that scene is how it actually went down.
I'm sure not, but while they do say that they did kill her parents.
Well, yeah,
but
it wasn't all super campy like it was.
No, yeah. It was just weird that, like, okay, in 3 weeks.
I don't remember him saying that.
Yeah, it was an awkward thing, and I'll show you. I mean, and God knows it might be completely different, but, like, when they say it, they do talk about it here.
But this is way more Oliver Stone than Tarantino, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean... There's a lot of violent films came out in that early 90s. There's a good period of music of cinema there. Good time of cinema.
Movies like...
Reservoir Dogs was 92.
Okay.
That was Tarantino's first one. Goodfellas, that was 90. That's one of the best gangster movies out there. You ever see Man Bites Dog?
No, I don't think I've ever seen that.
That's a good one. That's cool. Bad Lieutenant, Harvey Keitel. That was 92. But, good stuff. Danny's eating cheese.
Cheese is good.
Yeah, okay. Alright. But, that's all the Dutch angle. The canted angle. And,
well, I read something, and Oliver Stone... got the inspiration for the way he shot this from some scene in some other movie. I can't remember what it is. I got it on one of these pages. Give me a moment.
What's up with them just, you know, peeing together? And why can't they pee at the same time?
They're peeing separately.
Yeah,
right?
Like one goes pee and another goes pee. It's like they need to stand guard, or I mean, they're on the middle of the desert.
And here's the whole thing of where I love Mallory.
A lot of people had a lot of trouble with this whole scene, this satire kind of thing, Rodney Dangerfield. I don't know. What'd you think of it, Danny?
Eh.
You think it goes too far?
I don't think it goes too far. I think it totally shows what was happening in her life. But I think that, like, having it with a live studio, I don't know, that part I think is weird.
And the mom has blue hair, and everything's, like, all garished up.
If you look at it at the end, she does, too. It's an awkward thing.
And who's John Lee Hooker?
Johnny Lee Hooker? John Lee Hooker.
When was he popular? Was he popular then, in the 90s?
Mm.
I thought he was more of a 70s guy.
You know, Rodney Dangerfield ad-libbed this whole part.
Yeah, a lot of it, yeah.
Yeah, but he didn't receive a script. He just said, you're playing the dad from hell. He's like, I want you to say shit like this, and he went with it.
Right.
Which is crazy for Rodney Dangerfield.
This is a crazy role for it to see him in, yeah.
And it's because it's Rodney Dangerfield that makes it so fucked up. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
He probably just came off Caddyshack,
right?
Well, no, that was...
What year did Caddyshack come out?
Like 1980.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was later 80.
No, Caddyshack was 80.
Well, when was Back to School?
Like 87 or something.
All right, he just came off Back to School. Fuck it.
Yeah. I don't have a little file on Rodney. I didn't grab that. But, Back to School's 86, actually. Because I got Robert Downey Jr. He was in that, too.
Oh, nice.
That was him and Rodney Dangerfield. But, he does good. I like Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't think to cast him for this, but he did an amazing job.
Yeah.
I mean, this movie was panned by a lot of critics. A lot of people didn't like it. It still doesn't have a whole lot on, it's 46% of Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, it was from the death scene in Bonnie and Clyde, where they shot it at different angles at different speeds, and he did that throughout this entire movie.
Okay. Well, it's like, what, 5,000 cuts he made in this movie?
I didn't see that.
It was a ton, yeah. It's kind of like an MTV video kind of thing. And he used 18 different film types.
Jesus.
Yeah. I don't know if he considers color and black and white different for one, you know?
I'm sure it is.
Yeah,
well, and this is when Mickey and Mallory met.
He's delivering some meat.
Yeah, what, 10 pounds?
We should just go into it. Rodney Dangerfield's talking about going and raping her after she took a shower.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, bad shit.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
And the secretary from Ferris Bueller just keeps yelling, Ed. That's the only thing I've ever seen her do.
Oh, Ed!
Just, yeah, it does pretty good. She just yells, Ed. And
your eggs are going to get cold.
In this movie, in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, she just yells, Ed.
She was in the Jason Bateman TV show, too. Way back when, the Valerie show. The Hogan family. She was the neighbor.
Okay.
It started as a Valerie show, and then Valerie died. No, she just left, I think. And they got Sandy Duncan in her glass eye.
What was that? There was one...
You know Sandy Duncan has a glass eye?
No.
Yeah. It's a great band name. Sandy Duncan Glass Eye.
That's a pretty good one.
It was a punk band in the 90s. They're okay.
What was that? There was some show in the 90s. It was kind of similar to like Spin City, but it was about like one chick in a lingerie thing. And then eventually like she wasn't on the show anymore, and it was about all the other people in the office.
I'm not sure, but yeah.
It was like Susan's Closet or something. If anybody else
Carolina
can listen
the
to
City?
Land. Yes. Yes.
Really?
Yes, that's what fucking
that?
What it was. Holy shit.
Caroline in the City? Huh? Did she leave? Caroline left? And
yeah.
That was just Caroline's Friends in the City?
If I remember right, they changed the name of the show, but...
The Caroline's Friends in the City?
I don't think that's what it was.
But Caroline was a comic writer. She was a comic writer in the city.
We just saw the first Coke ad in the movie.
Oh.
Which is pretty cool. They got Coke to do it.
Well,
and then when
Coke
found out...
Yeah, they didn't know.
Well, they signed off on it, and then when they
saw
the movie...
Yeah, they thought it was going to be used in, like, the Super Bowl spot.
No, they thought, well, it's called Natural Born Killers. It can't be that bad.
So here's the awkward thing.
She's got my handy on the table.
And she doesn't have braces. She had braces in that weird little, like, I Love Mallory episode.
Yeah, they're not.
But now, then he got caught stealing Dad's car, and she doesn't have braces, which is so awkward, because the way they talk, it's like they've been together forever.
I don't know, yeah. How long is this, like a week or two?
Not even.
I don't know.
A couple of days.
I don't know. It's a couple weeks, probably.
You say that, but there's a part where they say, you guys have only been on the road for 3 fucking weeks.
But after they kill Rodney.
Yeah, but that's when they start killing people. That's after this, that the 3 weeks
Yeah, but
start.
He gets out of here. Like, think about it. They were together, they stole Dad's car, he got caught, then he shows up back at the house to come and get her.
Yeah, and that's when the 3 week count starts.
Which is weird. Like, how long is this? Like, really? I'm sorry, but I don't even think I like you after 3 years sometimes. Like, I'm pretty sure that 3 weeks ain't gonna fucking make me... Baby, I love you.
Did she finish him off or not?
No.
Yeah.
Nope, that's kind of why he's pissy.
Yeah. I have to go back with an erection. But here's one of the first motifs that we see.
Good word.
Motif?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what a motif is?
Explain it.
It's like a recurring theme in a film.
Okay.
And snakes. Snakes are in this film a lot.
Well, they're in the opening scene. That's the first.
And here comes a tornado.
Wow, yeah. Good call. I didn't think about that one. But
here comes a tornado, and look at his face. He basically knows.
Yeah,
he's like,
most
I'm
the
out.
The second most convenient tornado in film history.
Yeah.
What was the first?
Twister.
I was going to say
cow.
Tornado.
No, actually, I would say The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
They just happened to squash the One Witch.
That flashed in my mind the other day. I'd pick one of my for a pick. So I should pick Wizard of Oz or something weird like that.
He pulls the cop down. He grabs the horse with
no,
the
I can't
fucking...
do it, so...
Yeah.
I said it out loud.
What?
Good, because I'm not a fan of that movie.
I haven't seen the whole thing in
we
so long.
We represent the Molly Pop
But it's going to be your pick.
And there's the snake.
The first snake.
And that cop looks like he shot himself in the
Yeah,
leg.
He like fell off the horse and
happened.
Shot himself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the first animation piece.
And tell me he doesn't look badass in the animation.
Cool.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's kind of obvious, but he was inspired by Liquid Television and Aeon Flux. Remember Aeon Flux, Danielle?
I do. I actually got called
that
once.
I remember the movie.
By an ex-boyfriend of mine.
With, what's her face?
Yeah.
Ex-boyfriend of mine called me Aeon one down. And, yeah.
Charlize.
They're wrong.
Charlize Theron. Yeah.
Am I saying there's Kim Basinger? Basinger?
We've been there. We've done this already. God damn it.
Don't mind me. Just clapping for my own shitty jokes.
But what were we talking about?
Well... Now he's back, and he fucking smacks Rodney Dangerfield in the face with a
tire iron. Yeah.
Which has got to hurt.
And look at Juliette Lewis.
Woody
she's
Harrelson's
like, I don't know.
How do they transfer all these different types of film styles and how it pulls people together when they're different sizes and shit, you know?
Well, did you read about the, there's one of the film editors, he almost went crazy on this film.
I bet.
Like, something happened with his wife, and they ended up getting divorced while the film was being made. And then his brother went into a coma and something else. And yeah,
he
described working on this film as absolute hell.
Well, something like the shooting was. Where is it? Here it is. The photography only took 56 days to shoot.
Yeah.
But the editing process went on for 11 months.
Fuck that.
The final film containing almost 3,000 cuts. Sorry, not five. I said five earlier. 3,000 cuts. And it says here, most films have about 600 to 700 cuts. So, there's Mom with hair.
And
yeah.
Woody is in color, but Mom's in black and white. Every time they kill somebody.
Is it every time? I don't think
well,
it's every
in
time.
The beginning.
I don't think Oliver Stone has any rhyme or reason to why he does any of these.
I think he just shot it a bunch of different ways, and then, okay, this looks cool.
Yeah, yeah. Now, when this movie came out, I was huge into it. I thought it was fucking one of the best shit things I've ever seen.
Well, the first time I saw it, I watched it 3, 4, 5 times over the next couple days.
I was just turned 21 that year, so I was young.
Oh, nice.
I was impressionable.
I mean, I probably saw it. I was probably 13.
Yeah.
Well, I think I'd seen it, but I never really watched it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like my dad had it on while I was playing with blocks or something.
I remember just seeing a poster for it before it came out that said something like the media made him superstars. And I was like, fucking Woody Harrelson looking like a fucking badass, like Woody from fucking Cheers.
Yeah.
And from White Man Can't Jump. And that's about it.
Yeah.
You know, he really proved himself in this. I think he did a great job. And it's, what's your thoughts on Woody?
I agree.
I just think that was a hell of a camel toe. I don't know if I'm the only person that noticed that.
I got a Woody sheet here.
And right
you
here,
got a Woody?
I got a Woody.
Right here, she's getting rid of the last thing that tied her to her family, which is anybody who's ever... I don't know how to say it. Left their family, been divorced, any of that shit, like when you finally get rid of the last thing that it's like, yeah,
you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just recently got rid of the last shit that I actually fought for in a divorce, and I'm like, you know what, I've never used this shit, why do I care? I threw it out and I'm like, that's cool.
I was so into this movie that I actually read the novelization for it. They had a paperback book. All the movies. Well, I didn't read it until, like, actually about 10, 15 years ago I read it. A friend of mine had it, and I was like, holy shit, I picked it up off her shelf. I was like, I'm stealing this for a couple of days, and I read it. And it was cool because the book, it wasn't very well written. There's a lot of typos and shit in it. But,
wow.
But it went into the crimes that the movie... like, doesn't just kind of mentions lightly.
Yeah.
It has, like, a whole chapter on that. And the ones they show in the movie, it, like, just touches on lightly.
Kind of like how
right
in Fear and Loathing, it goes into each drug and explains
right,
it.
Right
instead
here.
Instead of him just doing it.
Where the animation starts.
No, Fear and Loathing in the movie is pretty much just like the book.
Right here where
you
the animation starts.
Some of the descriptions are different.
It just makes me think of the wall.
Dead on. Oh, yeah, there's definitely wall of references in here. Yeah, I see that too, yeah. It's kind of what I compared it to, too, at the time. It was like, the wall was like a big thing back then, you know. We did a lot of drugs and drank and stuff like that.
No way.
So a movie like this was right up our alley. This is great.
I love the fact he puts the snake ring on her finger. He
Once
puts
again,
the snake,
snake
ring, yeah, on his finger after, of course, she screams, fuck you!
That line always cracks me up.
I'm not going to kill anyone in my wedding day. That one?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good.
And I laugh when he gets really upset, like, later on in the movie when she takes it off to, like, wash her hair, which is funny because she doesn't wash her hair. She throws her wig on the floor.
Yeah.
And
she's like, it was ripping my hair out.
And it's so funny because she, like, throws a wig on the floor, goes and sits in bed, and then he's like, where is it? And she's like, I took it out when I washed my hair. And I'm thinking, bitch, you were just coming out of the bathroom and
you
threw
wash
your
hair
wig
underneath.
But they didn't even show that. Like, she literally took the wig off and threw it on the floor, and then he says, where is it? Like,
and she took it off like 5 hours ago and she washed her hair.
I guess.
But, oh, here's Wayne Gale, Robert Downey Jr., who, when you really look at his career, you think that he's had, you know, he's had his ups and downs, but, I mean, well, now he's fucking
he's
Iron
Man.
Man. Yeah. But,
And sober, so.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly when he got sober. I don't think it wasn't during this.
No.
But,
No, you know, they almost cast Geraldo Rivera for this.
I think they
which is exactly
to, yeah.
who he looks like and acts
yeah,
like.
Yeah, that's who
that.
They were trying to get, and then.
Well,
like,
there are
they
shows.
Ended up giving it to him, and he went with, shadowed another similar guy.
Yeah, from Australia, actually, yeah.
Yeah, and that.
Hey, Australia. Hey,
that's where he got the Australian accent, and.
But,
the idea from it.
I remember Inside Edition, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
And A Current Affair?
Yep.
Those are shows that are very similar to this kind of his American Maniacs. That's, what's his name?
Well, and of course, America's Most Wanted.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that show for sure, too. But I love the cop crying about his bear claw. My bear claw!
And that's what he was more upset about.
Did you know this movie was, the story was by Tarantino, but it was actually, it was part of another movie that that Tarantino wrote, True Romance, that he also didn't direct, is one. It was originally a piece of that. The True Romance was a lot longer. And the whole Natural Born Killer story was this idea that Clarence, the guy who Christian Slater ended up playing in the movie,
okay,
the guy he played, the Natural Killers was his idea. He was a screenwriter, and that was his idea for a movie. And he would like be like have these visions, I guess. Maybe I'm not sure exactly how they would show
can,
it.
Can I just say, right
Mark
here,
Mark Harmon, that's who that is.
Right here, where they
that's
say
back to school.
He was in
Mark
a
Harmon.
Dodge Charger, and the car that they're showing is a fucking Ford Mustang. I just wanted to throw that
well,
out.
Of course,
okay.
It's not gonna be the right.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a dramatization.
That's the sad
yeah,
part.
Still, you gotta throw that
bike.
Shit.
That's sad.
They probably use that same Mustang for every single show.
Here's the producer's room, and Wayne Gale's assistants. The dude, his guy right there with the glasses, that's a dude from Californication. He's Evan Handler, and he was on Sex and the City.
The lawyer? Yeah.
But the guy
from
with no hair.
Californication.
The guy with no hair, yeah.
He was banging Coca Smurf. That's what David Duchovny.
Is California?
Yeah, that's what David Duchovny called her. And
first season's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
The first season's fucking beautiful.
I love David Duchovny. So
David Duchovny
yeah.
called her Coca Smurf.
It's not as good. It's still okay after the first season. Just watch first season for sure.
Okay.
And then if you want to keep going, hey, blonde chick right there, Asian blonde chick. She's the one that shows up later on as the newscaster when Mickey's getting beaten.
Oh, really?
Yeah, same chick.
I can't tell.
Oh, that was a bad joke.
So we have the teenage kids here. They're saying, oh.
Yeah, all the other famous people from the state.
People are all, yeah, talking about how cool.
And then these next kids that they interview for a couple, you know, like a minute or whatever, they were fucking...
What was big at the time was O.J. Simpson.
Well, yeah.
That was the big media sensation.
He's on three of the four channels they fucking flipped
yeah.
through.
So, and but there wasn't many like O.J. Simpson worshippers, people who really supported him, were there?
Not really.
No.
I was
people,
too young to know.
People were just glued to their television. Like my grandparents
well,
fucking...
Well, I think what glued people
every,
to their television...
Every minute of that shit.
With,
I remember years after that, like in 99, people still talking about it.
Yeah, they were just glued to that thing. I remember sitting there
it
watching...
Was that and
that's
Chernobyl.
Where I saw the
that
verdict.
And Chernobyl were the two things that I remember people talking about from being young. You know what I mean? Like 5, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah. About this time, yeah. So, Justin, let's go. Your age, how old were you when this came out?
I was 5.
Wow, okay. Yeah. I actually saw
I did not see it in theaters.
I saw this movie in Chicago, actually.
Oh, really?
Not the first time. I saw it in Kenosha first. And then me and a friend took the train on Chicago and wandered around like I did. I tried to do quite often, as much as I could. Still, you know, hop on the train, go down there, wander around.
Yeah.
And you can't walk all day, so you stop. We stopped watching a movie for a couple hours.
Yeah, why not?
And we picked this one and went and saw Natural Born Killers.
Nice.
So, yeah, it was cool. And she hadn't seen it, so it was the first time she'd seen it, and I was, like, all so pumped about it. I had the soundtrack, which soundtrack was badass because it kind of goes along with the movie.
Yeah, it's got the cut scenes.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it
kind of almost plays right along, it seems like. It seems like you're with the movie. It almost seems like when there's parts in the movie that aren't on the soundtrack, it's like, whoa, this doesn't really fit in. But, yeah, who's that, Patsy Cline?
Yes.
Yeah. Bears fucking, hey...
Those were lions.
You're right, they were lions.
Fucking dumbass.
Good catch, that's the time.
Thank you.
You're paying attention.
All right, she takes the wig off, and then she comes to bed.
He's watching Scarface, which I didn't know, but Oliver Stone wrote Scarface.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wrote the script, yeah.
But
that's how he got started
is,
writing
this
some script
the
before he got going
came in.
As a director.
That's how a lot of them get going.
This is where the ring part came in.
Yeah. Which is Snakes as well. But he did Platoon in 86, Wall Street in 87, Talk Radio 88, Born the 4th July. That was Tom Cruise in the wheelchair, yeah. Doors, that's a controversial film. People either love that or hate that. What's your thoughts on the Doors movie?
Well, I already talked about how I fucking loved the movie when we did our top 5 soundtracks.
Oh, yeah, it was on there. Wow, that was
number
one.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that's because I'm a big Doors fan.
Yeah.
Oliver Stone didn't exactly get Jim Morrison's life correct. If you ever read I said it in the top five.
No One Here Gets Out Alive?
Yes, that's there one you of go. Them. Yeah,
there's a couple.
Yeah, there's another one. But if you read Rhythm,
yeah,
and then you compare them, he kind of just blended them, which is okay.
I guess. It's entertainment.
I liked the movie, so, yeah. And I like Val Kilmer's fucking performance.
Yeah, yeah.
He's phenomenal. He sounds just like him. And
yeah.
Like I said...
He works his ass off singing.
Yeah. No, and like I said, down. Even like Raymond Zarek and the other, you know, remaining members of the Doors that were working on the film with him.
Well, they're here and there on the whole thing.
Yeah, no, but they said when we were working on the film, sometimes it was hard to tell where Val ended and Jim began.
Yeah, I know. At least one of them said that.
Yeah. Well, Raymond Zarek especially. I know he's
him
quoted.
Not so much.
Yes.
No, he's the least biggest fan of the movie.
He said it.
I don't think so.
I know
he said
it.
The organ player.
Yeah.
The guitar player and the drummer both were bigger fans of the movie.
Yeah, but he...
And more endorsed it.
He's a fan of Val Kilmer. He's not a fan of the movie. He doesn't like Oliver Stone because they got into it.
Okay. What about JFK? It was the same year as the Doors.
Oh, was it?
91, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, the whole back and to the left. Back and to the left.
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
Yeah. So then this one came out, Natural Born Killers, 94. After that, he kind of went downhill. I mean, he had Any Given Sunday. Alexander. I'm trying to look at the ones that I've heard of. Looking for Fidel, World Trade Center. He did the George W. Bush movie.
Oh, yeah.
In 2008. He did the Wall Street sequel.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
That was Oliver Stone. Did that.
Yeah, that's the one with Shia LaBeouf, right?
Yeah. Michael Douglas came back. And,
That wasn't horrible.
I didn't see it, so I don't know.
It wasn't nearly as good as the original.
He was also screaming around Conan the Barbarian.
Oh, really?
The original, yeah.
The original, not the one that just came out?
No,
a couple years ago.
The original. He's a co-writer on that one, but Scarface, that was his.
It was his baby?
And he kind of based Scarface on his own addiction to cocaine.
Huh.
So when you
put Born on the 4th of July in a little better perspective.
Well, and then movies like this. Here's Mallory driving. You got the flames going behind the... This is all back projection that they actually did. They had to do this pretty much live. They filmed the material ahead of time and then projected it on the wall. I don't know, a lot of these scenes are just like straight up. That's the way it looks. You know, you're not seeing any special effects where it's added in later. It's just what they can make and then what kind of film they can film it on.
Yeah, huh.
So,
and my favorite line of a movie ever is about to happen.
Well, she's getting some gas. When she says, "This is a nice car," that line?
She goes and looks at the vet.
Oliver Stone still is doing drugs. In 1999, he was arrested and pleaded guilty to alcohol and drug charges. He's ordered rehabilitation. He was arrested again in 2005 for possession of an undisclosed illegal drug. He was released. He's pleaded no contest and fined $100.
Oh, wow. A whole $100.
According to Wikipedia, yeah. But Wikipedia is usually pretty good news. Typically. Here's another motif that comes up a lot is the green. You know, it's all green in here in the gas station.
Yeah, there's a lot of green.
And there's like the green key lime pie meat. There's green later on in the...
when they're at the drugstore.
Yeah, drugstore. And later on, even still when they're in the prison, they're breaking out towards the end. They're in that bathroom. That's green, too. And I'm not sure what the green thing. Does that mean something? Danny, what's with the green color? You're in psychology.
Yeah.
Envy.
Are you still with... You think so? I don't know. Yeah.
Well, eggs and ham.
I don't know what it means, but no.
Eggs and ham.
I'm just, this is my favorite part, because she is telling him what to do, and this kid is doing what she tells him, but yet she's having flashbacks of her dad.
And he's going to jump right
when
up on that.
When her dad rapes her.
Once again, another guy she's getting intimate with. And
she turns around, nope, go down. And exactly, It's like anybody. I mean, guys do that shit too. If you just blow me, it doesn't mean anything.
I hate it when chicks shoot me after I go down on them, Justin. I don't
well,
know
you should have fucking done it right.
I hate that when they do that.
You bitches should have done
really
it.
That's really the
right.
only part I hate.
Yeah, yeah, it feels fine, but when they shoot you, fuck. Especially when you're at work, you go back to work.
I know.
You're
oh,
the, you're
yeah,
the ding ding.
You limp around all day.
I've got shot. Like 5 times.
The worst fucking head I ever got in my life. Next time, don't be so fucking eager.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Sometimes you have to teach men.
Well, a couple rounds of the chest will teach anyone.
It was his head. It never hit his chest. Ever.
But they're back, and they're still at the car the next day.
Well, this is the cops.
This is
yeah.
Jack Scagnetti. Tom Sizemore.
Tom Sizemore.
Yeah, yeah.
Who ends up being in a lot of the Tarantino films.
Yeah.
Actually, no.
He's in like 3 of them.
I was going to say at least.
He is, but yeah. This is his last one.
Oh, is this...
Really?
Well, and he's in True Romance, which isn't really a Tarantino movie, just like this isn't really a Tarantino
yeah.
movie. You can't call it a Tarantino movie. Reservoir Dogs, Pulp Fiction, those are Tarantino films. True Romance, Natural Born Killers, not Tarantino films. But, Tom Sizemore was in True Romance and
look at that. You can
Reservoir
see his
Dogs.
Brains hanging out the back of his head. By the way, what time are we pausing?
After he gets his ass kicked,
okay.
Yeah. But wait, what were we talking about? Oh, we're talking about Tom Sizemore. Two other guys, Steve Buscemi and I think it was Tim Roth, were approached to be in this movie for different parts. And Tarantino, I guess, told them both, like, if you guys take that movie and take that part in Oliver Stone's movie, I'm never putting you in another movie ever again. So, and Tom Sizemore did take the movie, the part. And he hasn't been in a... And they didn't say that he said that to Tom Sizemore, they said he said it to Steve Buscemi and Tim Roth, who were Mr. Pink and Mr.
I was
Orange.
Gonna say, but they've only done in those that movie.
Oh, Tim Roth was in the last one, the Cowboys in the Snow. Was Tim Roth in that
Hateful
one?
Eight.
Yeah.
Really?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Tim Roth's in that one.
And he was in Four Rooms. That came out after Pulp Fiction, so.
Yeah.
And that was partially.
And Buscemi's in a bunch of them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not as much
really?
As shit.
Really? Like, I'm like, really?
Well, he's in Pulp Fiction. That comes up right after this. But what else? He's not in Jackie Brown. Tim Roth isn't Jackie Brown.
No.
Big Kill Bill? No. Maybe not. Maybe not so much.
Maybe
not. None of them. Tim Roth, I'm pretty sure, is in the Cowboys in the Snow movie.
Hateful Eight.
There you go. Hateful Eight. Thank you.
Jeez. I already said it twice.
The name doesn't stick. I'm sorry.
Hateful Eight is...
Hateful Eight.
Hateful. Fuck it.
Hateful Eight. Hateful Eight. So they're out in the desert, taking mushrooms. Some goofy effects in here. They get his, looks like Photoshop smear.
Yeah.
But back in 94.
That was advanced for 94.
Where's the dead deer? That's what I keep on wondering.
Side of the road.
All right. So have either of you been to a Nine Inch Nails concert ever?
I don't like Nine Inch Nails.
Okay.
They hurt.
No.
No, I have not.
All right. So
they're a pain in the ass to drive.
You hear the song. That's on right now, right? It's playing in the background.
Something I can never have.
Yeah.
So when they were at the rave, they were at the rave in Milwaukee. And one of the things that I remember in 94, 95 when I went and saw them was they had this sheet over the ceiling. And they projected this up on there just as they were beginning the song. And we were all looking up and we're, yeah. Because I'm sure there were psychedelic drugs involved.
No.
And we're looking up. And then just as that Fox part came on, just where he started to sing, they dropped the fucking sheet. Can I just say that scared the shit out of 95% of the crowd. We all went,
Well, one of the cutscenes is right here. It's right before this, where it's goofy. Mickey's getting chased by a ram, and he's got his pants off.
Oh, yeah, the weird ram.
And it's like with ram cam, because the camera like set up on the ram, and he's chasing him around. It looks like Benny Hill shit. Yeah, it's kind of, it's kind of funny,
but it's the ram with like four horns, right? Like it has.
No,
like
I think it was just
goes
a,
back
no,
like,
no. There's one. There's weird. One that they show that has.
They
three,
show them. Yeah, they
yeah.
show the
that's
same.
Not the same ram.
Oh, I thought that was the one that chased him.
No, I think they show them and they show them like looking at in the screen. I don't one of them.
Oh.
Oh, they show that bad the same ram.
Yeah, let's talk about how there's a bunch of shit projected on windows throughout this entire movie too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That shit's trippy.
He does.
It's like Hitler rising to power, and
I mean, this is ambitious. I could say that for this movie. It is a 90s ambitious. Like you want to take the 90s and cram it in a fucking jar, and you're squeezing everything in there as tight as you can.
But now we're seeing the old Indian guy, and he's seeing demon and too much TV.
Yeah,
like written across him. But I didn't know that he would know what TV is.
But
well,
he,
he's got
but
a
he,
truck and shit.
But
he's
totally,
the bar and shit.
He totally knows that
you
Mickey
think he would speak English, though,
is,
right?
No, is
he
the
knows
evil
Mickey's
one.
Mickey's fucking terrible.
He's the evil one, but yet Mallory, she's naive. She doesn't quite know.
Mm.
Really? Oh, well, poor Jason. He's been hurt by women before, so...
Jason Ritter?
This one.
Whoever hurt Jason Ritter, I
this
swear to God.
I will go to North Carolina.
I don't think it's North Carolina.
Well, if it's North Carolina, I could stay with my dad.
It's on the East
so.
Coast somewhere. Might be in Massachusetts. I don't know.
Well,
it's
if I can ever figure out how to spell
no,
it.
No, wait. I think it's in Pennsylvania now.
I know Pennsylvania pretty good.
I don't know. I got have to look them up. Find out.
The Easter part, right, like Chester.
And right
I never
here.
Sent an email back, though I told him that I posted the
right here.
Jam, but
he was probably just so excited to go.
Woody says, do you feel the demons here? And Mallory says, I think we are the demons.
I think we're the demons, yeah.
And then the Navajo Indians, basically, he's like, no, she's not. He is. She's lost.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just saying.
Oh, we're gonna,
no, I was getting smacked for shots.
Here's the snake again.
Yeah.
Snake motif once again. He tells a
I
story,
love
about,
story
the
about the snake. Yeah.
What's the story?
He starts to tell it right here. One time a woman picking up firewood and she found a snake. He was frozen in the snow. She brings him in. She cares for him. She brings
her,
him back
to
health.
Health.
Yeah. And then one night she's sleeping and the snake bites her cheek. And she's like, why would you do that to me? And the snake looks at her and goes, dumb bitch, I'm a snake. Like,
you already fucking knew.
What the fuck?
What are snakes, what do they do? You know?
They fucking bite people.
So here they are, snakes again. There's a lot of snakes. That's the biggest motif, is snakes and...
shooting people in the face.
Yeah.
Well, snakes, let's think about it. Serpents have always been brought up as demons, as the you know, the
of
Satan's spawn. Of, yeah. And I'm watching this and I'm thinking, she's passing out like out of nowhere.
No, they're still
crashing
from the mushrooms. They were still doing the mushrooms when they ran into the chief, I think.
Yeah, and then I think he gave them something, didn't he?
No.
He gave him
peyote.
Something to drink. Yeah.
He didn't give him peyote enough. No.
Maybe peyote.
I think they're just still fucked up. But Oliver Stone called like these back shots that he did a lot. He called them, was it vertical? Vertical cutting or psychological cutting, he called it. Because he thought it was always like a different piece of what they saw.
Hmm. Well, Woody, I see that he's jetting back and forth and it looks like his dad's the one beating his mom. Like, you know what I mean? Where she's like, you're a fucker, and the guy smacks it, and then you see the little kid, so it looks like that might be...
Well, she's a, I'll fuck whoever I want or something.
Yeah, whichever.
Nice.
We all will.
This movie hit number one in its first week out in the box office.
Oh, yeah. I saw it only made like 15 mil.
No, it made 11 mil in the first week. It made like 50.
Well, no, it cost 34 something, and it only made 50 something.
Yeah,
so.
it didn't do
it
really well.
It only made 15, is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's about right, yeah. Yeah, it was knocked out by Forrest Gump, which came back into number one at ninth week. Forrest Gump.
Resurgence?
Man. Yeah, it came back into number one.
Nice.
The week after.
Here's where you see the flashback.
And Shawshank Redemption lost to that fucking movie.
Yeah, that was a great... 1994? one of the best years for movies ever. You have to give it up.
Yeah, a lot of good movies came out that year.
All right, we got this one, Pulp Fiction.
And Woody just shot Gump, the guy.
Shawshank. What else is there? There's a bunch more. I should have them written down somewhere, but I don't.
I should. I'll Google them.
You don't have to Google them, but...
Mickey shot the grandpa.
He shoots the Indian.
And he's like, I didn't mean it.
I always thought this Indian scene was kind of a downer. It kind of brought me a little bit down. I
20 years ago, I've been waiting for you, basically, is what he's saying.
Yeah, he's dying going to see his wife, yeah.
And Mallory's pissed.
The Lion King, True Lies.
True Lies. Lion King was a great, great film. For
there's a bunch. Holy shit, the Santa Claus.
Oh, okay. Can I get a little crazy?
The Flintstones.
So, yeah, he just killed
Dumb
the Indian.
Dumb and Dumber came out that year.
All right.
Speed.
Mm.
The Mask.
Now, who's that in the mirror?
His dad, I think.
Oh, really? Look, he didn't have a goatee.
Yeah. Well, because the guy that keeps coming after
Ace
him
Ventura,
and hitting him.
Airheads?
Is when he's a child, that's that guy.
No, look at, do you believe in fate, boy? That guy had a goatee.
Yeah.
The guy in the mirror.
No, they show different parts of it.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah. Now they're going out into the... They're hoofing it, I guess. They're not...
Well, she's pissed.
Well, yeah,
she's pissed
at him. He killed the Indian.
He took us in. He fed us. He gave us life. He did everything for us.
Bad. He is life.
Just not Juliette Lewis, hot or not?
Nah.
Yeah. I think she has a lot of cool factor going for her.
I chop off her head, and get rid of that voice.
But these snakes here in the field, they got 150 real snakes out here in the field. They've placed them out there, and they're really worried about, you know, possible someone getting bit or something for real. And it ended up being that it was so, like, cool that night, and the snakes were just, like, docile and didn't fucking care, and just laid there and, like, slept. And they had to, like, try and, like, get him to fucking poke at, you know, get the shots that came up with the camera and shit. They had to, like, kind of poke at him and shit and get him to fucking go.
They had to piss him off?
Yeah, and they're like, they had to wake him up and shit, and they're just like, we're all worried about these snakes, and there ain't, you
know. So it couldn't have worked out better for him.
I guess, well.
Are we pausing yet?
Not yet.
No, not until after.
There's more green.
After the pharmacy.
I thought it was,
Hell. But yeah, that was more rail snakes, you know, it's just...
Yeah. Snakes on snakes on snakes, and there's Tom Sizemore snake.
With those little ones.
And Pinky. You know what I was thinking we could do? We could do, like, a trivia thing where we, like, each come up with, like, two questions, or maybe even three, about the movie while we're watching. We pick up some, like, random fucking movie. Just random fucking trivia. And then we try to, like, stump each other at the end.
That'd be cool.
Like, one easy one, one hard one. Like, you say, like, what was the name of the hooker chick that Tom Sizemore kills?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be, like, an easy one, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
How'd you know? And then you can think of a harder one, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
Idea.
How big was Tom Sizemore's dick in that scene?
2 inches.
I don't think they showed his dick.
No,
they show him in the little... They show him in a tiny little G-string.
Yeah, that's it, right there.
Yeah.
But, in the unrated version...
Me and Tom Sizemore have almost the same body.
In the unrated version, the director's cut, she takes her top off.
Ah, oh, some of
this. No, this is it.
Oh, good, yeah. Good.
No, in the...
like right there, she has boobies.
Director's cut.
Oh, yeah, I was definitely watching the director's cut, because Jordan walked in at this part, and she told me not to look at the screen, because I'm not supposed to look at other boobies.
Okay, oh man. Okay.
I still looked at them, don't get me wrong.
Okay, the first time he says, you've been strangled, let's take time to go.
Some girls get off on it.
I used to work
with this dude, Frank, and he used to swear that it made a chick's pussy tighter.
Yeah, he may just be playing then, but he's not playing now.
No, he's not. No, he's... Frank, I think, was probably playful, and if she wasn't into it, well, then she wasn't into it. He's murdering her.
But one of the Scagnetti, he's, kind of, he's connected with the Scagnetti that they talk about in Reservoir Dogs.
Holy shit.
Yeah. It's, who is it? It's Michael Madsen, Mr. Blonde. He's talking with, fucking Lawrence Tierney, the main guy. They're talking, and they're talking about his probation officer, and his name is Cagnetti.
Yeah.
Same name.
So. I didn't realize that, but yeah.
Yeah. That's Tarantino name that made it all the way through. A little more animation. They're they're in the apothecary.
The drugstore.
Hey, we have an apothecary across the street now, so I know that word.
Shut the fuck up, you hipster.
All right, I'll give you that.
With your square glasses.
We're cutting in with some good animation here again. They nailed this.
I would almost like to see the movie done in that animation style.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that would be neat. I would watch it at least once.
Yeah, yeah.
But don't do it like the weird way, like they did like a Scanner Darkly, where it's kind of real and then bad animation.
Yeah, I can't watch that.
No, that movie makes my head hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's not a bad movie, but it gives me a headache.
I would have to veto that if we try to do that one.
Yeah, that's on my veto list.
How are they sold out of snake bite venom?
Well, they have a big, huge shelf for it.
I thought he says, we're not a hospital, we don't sell that.
No, he's on the shelf, looking on the shelf, and there's like a big, huge shelf with a big sign that says, sold out.
No, he's trying to stall him because he's... I thought that was like a hallucination.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's
seeing that.
Yeah, you never know what's going on in this fucking movie.
Yeah.
This movie is just slightly less confusing than 12 Monkeys.
I don't think it's less confusing at all. I think it's pretty straightforward.
I'm just making fucking a joke. Yeah. Come on.
It's made to be a joke, though, and it's one thing. The big criticism that a lot of people have is that Oliver Stone like has this like satire version of how the media like just soaks all this shit up, but he hits you over the head with it over, and the whole movie is just like the same idea, like boom,
super heavy hand.
It's like, hey, this is how it is.
You're not getting it. This is how it is. This is how it fucking is. This is what they're doing. You don't get it. This is what it is.
But when you think about the media, though, it's like you think that Mickey and Mallory came from the media, but you don't really see them. Very rarely are they absorbing media.
Before the end.
Well, he's reading the paper in the first scene, in the opening. They're watching TV in the hotel room.
The cutscenes are all...
And now?
Yeah. Now he's watching himself.
A little bit.
The cutscenes are I Love Mallory and shit, you know what I mean?
So that's, go back to their childhood and things, like old sitcoms. Yeah.
And even the old Indian guys, too much TV.
Yeah. But you think we still like do this test? Is this still kind of the way it is? This glorification? Not that we do it this way for real, but this satire, would this work today, do you think?
Yeah.
You think so, Dan?
Yeah, you just have to add Facebook and you're fine.
Well, yeah, that's another thing I was going to mention is that it's the change in media that today compared to, 22 years ago?
Oh,
when it came out?
Yeah.
22 years.
Longer than that, isn't it?
24? No, 94. No. 94 was the year, yeah.
So I've been out of school 22 years.
I'll be 27 this year, so.
So,
I've been out of school since 95.
This is an old movie. Yeah, I remember one time years ago I was talking to a girl and she said, I love old movies. I was like, yeah, me too. She's like, yeah, like, you know, like Ferris Bueller's and stuff. And I was like, oh. Like, okay. Yeah, it's not going to work.
I meant, like, Humphrey Bogart and shit.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, some of that stuff, yeah. Alfred Hitchcock.
Monty's Falcon's good.
Alfred Hitchcock, I'm more like.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll watch, what's that one guy? He did Sunset Boulevard and Billy Wilder.
Oh, okay.
He does good stuff. All his movies are pretty good. And, here we are. We're outside the drugstore.
Yep.
Mallory's getting her fucking shit fucking kicked in. These cops, they're not killing him, though. Which is crazy. Wouldn't they kill him? Come on.
If I was a cop, I'd kill him.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you have to kill him. Come on.
I mean, you gotta think, especially you're a cop. They've killed how many cops out of that 52 people?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, at least 20 of them?
Yeah. Well, especially when he pulls the boot out here. Which is cool. I guess I can say this right now, but coming up, there's a blonde cop that's kicking the fuck out of him. She is a kickboxing champion.
Oh.
That's actually hired, and she has like her own Wikipedia and shit page.
Damn.
She's like competed and stuff, and He got her to come in and dress as a cop and kick the fuck out of Woody Harrelson, or his stunt double. There's the girl, the chick, the blonde chick from the
beginning. Mickey's quite virile.
Yeah, yeah.
Mickey said,
they couldn't find another Asian chick? I mean, aren't they all over the West Coast?
Just visiting, though.
Okay. But yeah, so Mickey's coming out. And he's going to get busted.
He's got a
now.
Very large gun.
They purposely try to get him the biggest guns they could. But here, this is very green, this whole thing. And then they have the Messin logo as part of the Drug Zone sign with the snake on it.
Yeah. The symbol of...
The medicine symbol, whatever
the
it is. The cross with the snake on it, yeah. Or two snakes, I guess, aren't there?
Yeah, two snakes coming cross around the...
Yeah. The so that's snakes again. It's a lot of snakes. I don't... It seems like Alderson, I don't think he's...
Well, Scagnetti's kind of a snake in the grass.
Yeah. Ooh.
Ooh.
That's pretty good there, though.
Getting deep on you.
All right, we're gonna take our break coming up here right when after Mickey starts getting his ass kicked.
I mean, he just sliced half a cop's face off, so
he's got his boot, or he pulled the knife
he's
out of his boot.
He's got a Bowie knife in his boot.
Yeah, boot.
And now they're tasering the fuck out of him, and now he's rendered impotent, according to the Japanese lady.
There's the blonde chick kicking the fuck out of him. There, that's kickboxing champion. Which I wish I had her name down, but
that one right there with the ponytail.
Yeah, right there. She's a kickboxing champion. So, that was awesome. But, so we're about to finish up our first half of Natural Born Killers coming up right here. It's quite a flick. And we're going to take a little break. We're going to stretch our legs, do some shots, and we'll be back soon. So, stay right tuned after Mallory's singing. She sings these boots are made for walking.
One of these days, they're going to walk right over you.
And they will. Oh, spoiler.
They're all over you.
Spoiler. They do, actually, don't they?
Pretty sure.
Yeah. Yep, at the Drug Zone. The big beating, which is similar to the Rodney King thing, right? I mean, they're just beating the fuck out of them.
Yeah.
So, alright, we're going to pause it right there, and then we're going to pause it over here, and we shall be back, folks.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat.
The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate bars and the candy. So let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Yes, that was the one I was looking for.
Because that's the one you wanted? Yeah.
Yes.
That's kind of what I thought. So we got that for you. And
knocked that out of the park.
I got this shit set up. I got playlists. I'm doing pretty good.
You're dying over here.
I'm dying. But we had our break, so you ain't got to say about our break.
Lobby. Let's all go to the lobby.
Is that what those are?
No.
That's what I think about break time, but... Oh. Wrong button.
Yep,
that button.
Go.
There we go. So
you have too many buttons for this guy. There's two of them.
Okay, I'm done hitting buttons.
Except for the remote.
Haven't hit play yet.
We're back.
Yeah, we're back.
Hey, how was your break? Did you go pee?
Well, I hope you did, because it's not like you couldn't go pee at any other time.
Do you think people pee when...
Yes.
They could hit, they could hit pause.
I got a story to tell you. I got the movie started first. Can I tell the story?
Sure.
Okay. All right.
So we're back. They just got arrested. It's 1 year later.
Yeah, they're in prison. And this movie is like definitely is media related, would you say?
Oh, yeah. It's a whole stance against it.
Danny, what do you think? It's kind of a... Are they influenced?
I was yawning.
Embraced?
I'm sorry. That was horrible.
Embraced by media? Is that what you can call
both.
It?
Both.
Influenced? Who influenced
Obsessed.
Who?
Obsessed.
It pretty much...
The entire fucking culture. Yeah. Everybody.
Well, I was thinking of...
America.
Do you have any moments where you think you were influenced by media?
Oh.
And I have a good one, actually, that I just remembered when I was in the bathroom earlier.
Okay.
It's like, right, well, it's summertime. It's getting there. It's warm out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing these cut-off sweatpants. They're kind of, shorts. But shortly after Natural Born Killers, like around that time, I watched like A Current Affair, one of those shows like this, and they showed a guy who peed in the coffee pot at work. And for some reason, this sticks in my mind, because dude like pulled it his shorts up, pulled his dick out, peed in the coffee pot, and then put his shorts back down. And I was like, fuck, I've always been pulling them straight down from the top every fucking time. And I'm like, I can just pull them up? And I did that just earlier when I was in the bathroom just on our break.
Just trying it out.
I've done it hundreds of times since then. But I never did it before that.
Well, there's a...
Before I saw this dude pissing somebody's coffee.
That reminds me of a Louis C.K. joke. I'm not going to try to steal anyone's material here. But
you're going to.
Well, I'm just going to tell his story.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah. So he's like explaining how he did he masturbated weird. Like he just used like, you know, two fingers. Because
when
he started, he was young. And then when he, you know, as his dick got bigger, he just didn't use the whole hand.
Oh, yeah.
And then he saw someone do like the jerk off motion in the movie. And he's like, whole hand. That's fucking
Louis
genius.
Louis C.K. stole that from me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
No, because I used to rub my dick against my thigh. And I was like, oh, that feels good. And I'd be in the bathtub, like, you know, like, you know, 7, 8 years
rubbing
old, or like, rub my
dick
against my thigh.
Yeah.
Like, nice. And then it wasn't until some chick, I think it was maybe in like 7th grade, maybe. I think it was at junior high, where she, like, did that motion, like, and I was like, I'm going to go try that. And I was like, well, this works pretty good like this. And,
yeah, this is convenient.
And I haven't really changed the system much up since. So
yeah.
It's been... I tried the thigh thing for a little while, went to the hand. Hand, much better. Never went back to the thigh thing.
See,
I know how to jerk off.
I initially...
I didn't know how.
No one teaches you.
No, it's not
Well, no, but you know what...
There's a lot
of
different ways.
I knew what felt
ways.
Good, and you know what felt good? Rubbing my dick against my thigh.
That felt good. First time I ever masturbated, I humped an air mattress, so...
Oh, yeah, yeah?
Yeah. That was my thing. Dry humping air mattresses.
The fuck? I am never going to look at my air mattress.
I used to rub my dick
again.
On everything when I was
a
kid.
Yeah, of course you did.
Everything.
Yeah.
The fridge.
Louis C.K. says that thing about when you put your dick in the fridge door. I'm like, fuck, I did that shit.
What?
Couch cushions.
Yeah. You stick a little boner in the fridge door.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. We all do it.
He's
right.
You don't know what you're doing, but you're doing it.
Yeah, it just feels it's like
yeah,
cold.
You're like,
it's
oh,
like, it's,
this feels interesting.
I mean, you don't do it when company's over.
Yeah. You're like, hey, Grandma.
Yeah, you're looking at me disgust. I'm talking about Christmas Day. I'm doing this. No.
No, you're doing it on like a Thursday when mom's not home.
So I come home to this.
No, he's standing
in the fridge door going. Sorry, baby.
Come home. You're going to wake up to it now that we're talking about
it. This is like when you're 12, 13. You can't stick your dick anywhere else.
Yeah.
So it's, you know.
You're not even really sure what to do with the boners.
Yeah.
You just know that you're getting them like 40 times a day.
You got to do something with them. It's like, oh, this is cold. It's gross. It's true.
Oh.
Louis C.K., you're right.
Shit.
Drop the line. Drop some commentary at yahoo.com. No, Louis, I guess he's not doing his Louis show anymore. Always kind of walk away from it. And he's doing other shit. But
well, he was like, I don't know how many more fucking stories I can write for that goddamn show.
Well, that's true. It's been going for a while now.
Yeah.
But he said he might come back. So it's cool if like 10 years he comes back.
Well,
he's doing another show
on his website at the moment.
Yeah. Mark told me about that show.
Yeah, it's
he said it's really good, too.
Yeah, I hear it's really good. I forget
I can't
the fucking
watch it on
name
my computer.
Of it.
It's two guys' names, Hatchet and Clue and...
Something like that, yeah.
Louie and Dark and something, yeah. It's
jerking off. I don't know.
Something, yeah. It's I heard it's really good, but I can't watch things on my computer. On my phone. I don't know.
Too much porn.
I'm not a millennial like you.
Slowing it all down.
Yeah, it's
no. I had my shit playing Walking Dead last year.
Maybe.
Last year?
Well, I don't need it now.
Last season.
Yeah, last season I had it going. I was watching.
He's old. Let him be.
I was watching Walking Dead on my phone. And I was like, this sucks. I had headphones at least. Without headphones, I'd be like, no way.
Yeah.
I couldn't watch it then. Just trying to listen to that little tiny speaker.
Well, see, what I do is I have a Bluetooth speaker that I use for, like, music and shit. So if I happen to, like, have to watch something like what I did with Natural Born Killers, I couldn't find a copy because it wasn't on Netflix anymore.
No.
So I watched it through an app I have on my phone.
Okay.
And I piped it through the Bluetooth speaker, which is super loud, so.
Okay.
So they're coming up to Mallory's
Oh, yeah.
So, where she's singing.
Okay, this shot when she, is this when she charges the screen?
Yeah, it's about to happen.
This is, two cameramen got hurt trying to film this thing.
And I kept thinking that fucking dude right there was Ethan Suplee, but it wasn't.
Oh, no. That's
no, when it, when it's all blurry and he's in the background, it looks like it, but when it shows him, it isn't.
A little. But I guess the cameraman got getting the shot going at the screen, two of them hurt themselves in the same day. Trying to get the screen where they, you know, had some blood or something, you know, a little. But, yeah, they're in prison. They're
Tommy
locked up.
Tommy Lee Jones.
They're in prison.
Yeah, we haven't even talked about the movie, really. Tommy Lee Jones here. What do you guys think of Tommy Lee Jones?
Did you know that he got his start on TV?
Really? Anyway,
yeah.
How so?
Oh, I'll save that for later.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right.
There she goes and knocks herself
out. Well, yep. I mean, before this, he was in a few movies. He was in Under Siege. He was in The Fugitive, which is a big movie for him, I think.
Yeah.
Fugitive was huge. He's in Oliver Stone's Heaven and Earth. And he's in that Blown Away. Like Christian Slater was in that, maybe? Then Natural Killers. After that, it was Cobb, Batman Forever, and then the Men in Black franchise started in 97. So, and he hasn't done he was a flash in the pan right here in these couple years. I mean, up till Men in Black, I guess. That was still pretty popular. All three of them, too.
He's been in a bunch of shit, though.
Yeah, I've always been in a bunch of shit, but I'm in good shit, though, you know.
Yeah, I suppose.
But. Yeah, I got all the
I always mix him up with, what's his name? Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson?
I don't know why.
What?
I don't know why.
And you're on a film podcast, you motherfucker!
Just my brain just mixes them up.
Look at that soundbite, if you want to part of the intro. Let's get Tom Sizemore confused with Jack Nicholson.
It's not Tom Sizemore.
Oh, Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah.
I know doesn't change the...
I know it's not much different, but...
Yeah.
They're both old.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I always get Tom Sizemore and Michael Madsen confused.
Are you doing anything over... Yeah, I do that all the time.
Yeah, I'm talking.
Okay.
But, yeah, I get them two confused a lot. And Michael Madsen was in more Quentin Tarantino movies.
Yeah.
But, Tom Sizemore was not. He was, He was
maybe
in White Earp.
Maybe that's what I was thinking of earlier.
Tom Sizemore?
Yeah.
He was also in Born the 4th of July.
Huh.
The Elvis Stone movie, which I don't think I've ever seen.
I only watched that movie because my dad was born on the 5th of July.
I was born on the 2nd of July, and I could care fucking less.
Yeah, well.
Danny, you ever see Born on the 4th of July?
Nope, never.
It was Tom Cruise in a wheelchair. And he was
never.
You're aware of that.
Don't care.
Tommy Lee Jones was also in Batman Forever.
Yes.
What was he?
Yeah, 95. That was the next year after this.
Wasn't he Two-Face?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
He doesn't look a whole lot different, really, with the hair and shit and this.
This probably just cemented his cast.
Yeah.
Look up. All right, so we throw a little makeup on one side. We're
he started the day off here, and then afterwards he went over.
He went over and filmed
they plastered up his other side of his face a little bit, kept the hair fine. Okay, we're good. All right. You're getting out there.
And that's how you work on two movies at once.
Yeah, go stroke Jim Carrey for a bit.
Someone had to.
This is the big interview.
Not yet.
Oh, he's getting into
this. Let's do the interview.
Yeah. You know this prison?
This one's in Illinois.
Yeah. It's
Stateville.
Stateville Prison, yeah. It's in Crest Hill, Illinois. It's right near Joliet.
Oh.
John Wayne Gacy was killed there.
They need to get Joliet right up on there, right? Holy shit. That fucking place.
But, yeah, it's there's different stories I see on the internet about this movie, we kind of know that a lot of the prisoners in here are actual real prisoners.
Yeah, they got paid $50 a day.
Yeah, but there's also word that after a few weeks there was an actual real riot, and they had to shut down filming and they resumed with extras.
Yeah.
So what's what? I guess we don't really know for sure. But that's the word on the internet that they're saying.
Yeah, that's what I read.
Yeah.
But did you read about all the copycat killers and shit?
Oh, yeah. I got a copycat killer thing right here. It's kind
of
hard to
read.
There
were a bunch of them. I mean, some of the stories were pretty long from what I read, but... I mean, they even went as far as to say Columbine was based on this. But I guess he was writing in his notebook, I'm going to go NBK on everyone's ass.
The initials,
and, yeah.
NBK, as their code, yeah. Columbine was April 20th, 1999, in Colorado, where a couple high school students came in and murdered 12 students and one teacher. So, and they, when I go NBK and people say things like, oh, what? It was so tragic, or oh, he was so crazy, or oh, it was so bloody. Just because your mommy or daddy told you blood and violence is bad, you think it's a fucking law of nature. Wait, what's this from?
That's what he wrote.
Yeah. Wow, wrong. Only science and math are true. Everything else.
And I mean everything is man-made. Yeah, I read it.
You remember it?
Yeah.
It's kind of scary. Okay. So, yeah, and then there's other copycats. There was the John Grisham guy.
Well, John Grisham had a problem with it because he was like Oliver Stone's buddy before it. And
well, you know, he knew the chick that got shot in the gas station. A couple people,
yeah.
they took some drugs. Their standard cabin. They
those the Harrison ones, right?
They shot Patsy Byers, Queens clerk.
Yeah,
and she survived, but she was in a wheelchair, and she's friends with the author John Grisham. So Grisham kind of.
But he was friends with Oliver Stone too.
I don't think so.
I read that in one of them.
She had been a friend of John Grisham, who publicly accused Stone of being irresponsible at making the film, claiming the filmmakers should be held accountable for their work when incites viewers to commit violent acts.
And yeah, he wrote a whole press piece called like "Unnatural Born Killers" or something.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's a big writer. Didn't he do like The Firm and shit like that?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't grab a thing on John Grisham, so.
No, he's, I mean, he's done a shit ton of fucking novels, but it's just, he's got a shit ton of shitty novels, you know what I mean?
Okay.
He's not an especially good, like, what's that chick writer with the murder mysteries?
Not a clue. I love that he looks at me.
There's Danielle Steele, who does the romance.
Yeah,
it's like that. It's like there's just like a shit ton of them. Like John Grisham just has a shit ton of like murder mystery novels.
I can't help you out. I'm sorry.
Like that's, I was just comparing it. I was trying to compare it to the murder mystery novel chick.
Okay.
Like she's got a shit ton and she's super famous for it. Can't think of her name at the moment.
Okay.
But whatever it is.
Don't look at me. Why the fuck is everyone looking at me?
My sister reads her books.
I don't.
You have the internet? Chick writer?
No.
Chick writer. I'm going to search that.
I'm sure you'll find something great.
I'm hoping.
Hi, feminists. We love you.
Chick murder mystery writer.
Oh, that's how you want to put it in Google?
Mm-hmm.
Female, maybe?
Yeah, why not?
Don't know about her.
Female murder mystery novelist.
So they're outside the courtroom, and the press is surrounding the area.
Swarming, if you will.
Swarming. They're swarming. The cops are talking shit. Everybody kind of wants them dead. It's like, man. They could have been dead so many times, this movie. They should have.
There's
been
a lot
dead
of times they should have.
So many times. If they would have done these things actually to.
Are you thinking Agatha Christie? Because all I'm coming up with is Karen Slaughter.
No. Though I do recognize the Agatha Christie name.
Anne Rice?
No, but I recognize that name, too.
She did the vampire shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm... Man, my phone's slow.
Yeah, it's a slow, slow world around here. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Nobody really wanted
that's
that
one of, that's one of those good lines from the movie.
Yeah, that's a great line. That's probably a Tarantino line.
One of the few things they didn't change when they took the story.
Yeah. Yeah, he kept a lot of the dialogue parts and stuff. Oh, that's when he talks about his mom. He's talking about Charles Whitman, actually.
Yeah.
You know who Charles Whitman is?
He's a poet.
No.
I'm kidding.
Strike one.
I'm kidding. No, I don't know who Charles Whitman is.
He's the guy who he claims killed his mom. He's a guy in the 60s. He went up on a tower in Texas with a sniper.
Yeah, he was
trying to
shoot
people.
Yeah,
he shot, I don't know, what,
Wasn't that in Waco, Texas or something?
It wasn't in Waco. That was where the fire was.
Oh.
Waco was right around this time when the movie came out.
It was at the, maybe I'm wrong.
But yeah, so. Now, Woody's shaving his head?
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of weird because his hair doesn't really seem to grow for a year afterwards. It kind of seems the same length it was back when they were, you know, when they got arrested.
Oh. Yeah.
It doesn't seem to have gotten any longer.
But you got to remember, his hair was kind of curly, too.
Yeah. Robert Downey Jr. fan?
Me? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I like the Iron Man movies and all that.
And he does a good job as Tony Stark, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, everything I've seen him in, I like the Sherlock movies too and stuff.
I don't think I've seen those. I don't know.
They're pretty good. I mean, you're not missing out on anything.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I like them, you know, they're good.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, everything I've seen him in, I like, but...
He did a good job when he was younger at Lesson Zero, Weird Science.
I was going to say Weird Science, yeah.
I guess then he's in like the Chaplin movie. I have a list.
Yeah, he did a good job as Chaplin.
Yeah.
I remember we had to watch that in my theater class.
That was 92. And after Natural Born Killers, he was in U.S. Marshals. That was a sequel to The Fugitive.
That, yeah.
Or
The Fugitive.
He's in Bowfinger, Wonder Boys, and Michael Douglas. He's on the Ally McBeal show. That's kind of got him.
Oh yeah.
Got him back
in.
Yeah, he's there for like 2 years. So.
Yeah, that was after he, like, freaked out or whatever, right?
I'm not sure. I didn't really study his freakouts.
Yeah.
I didn't really get those.
And he had, like, a big one, and he got caught with, like, a hooker and some shit. Like, a hooker and heroin or cocaine or something.
Wait, are you talking about Charlie Sheen? Or
No, I'm talking about Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Sheen's had it happen several times.
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. had it happen maybe twice.
Yeah. But, So now he's doing his big interview, which is based a lot off of the Charles Manson interview.
Yeah.
So this is about media. I mean, how do you think this movie would be different if it was made today?
If it was made today, it would be...
I mean, you got to think of there's a lot more media.
Okay.
It's all social media now.
Gale, what's his first name?
Wayne Gale.
Wayne Gale, he would be a...
Twitter
social media blogger guy, you know what I mean? Be it YouTube or Twitter or Facebook or whatever. They would pick one of those platforms, and that's where he would be going. He wouldn't be on the nightly news or whatever.
Or just on his own website, too.
Yeah.
He had this blog.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He doesn't have to be on YouTube and shit. But
I mean, his videos will get shared through
YouTube.
But
just a crazy guy.
Yeah,
like famous for just talking his shit. Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah,
yeah, like that's. I think that'd be the main.
Do we
difference.
Have anybody like that yet, though?
I mean, there's been people. Look at fucking what's her fucking nuts with the anti-vaccination shit? The
Jenny McCarthy.
Jenny McCarthy, yeah. She spread all that shit through her Twitter account.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's right. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Right.
She got the ball rolling, you know, in the mainstream.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, I'm not saying there's one big guy, but there's a lot of people.
Yeah. I like these shots they do of the people, the generic people watching TV. Movie shot. But other shots they show, like, just the generic black and white people sitting there watching TV. And it's kind of cool. So they split it in with these, you know, decapitated people.
People
boobs.
Showering in blood or whatever that's supposed to be.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it looks kind of like melted down Play-Doh, but...
I mean, Oliver Stone, did he go too far with this movie? You know, at the time, I think, no, not at all.
I don't think he could have went much further, though. You know what I mean?
What do you think, Danny? Oh,
I mean, at the time, maybe he went too far, but...
And not too far that he pushed limits too far. I mean, too far that it got, like, old. Like, the message got worn out.
I feel like the movie gets less offensive as the movie goes on.
The message was too loud in your face, it seemed like, maybe.
But I feel like that's what he was trying to do.
I think so. Too, because with all the cuts and...
Yeah.
You know, he... Yeah, you can't really follow it for any rhyme or reason. It's all over the place. I think that's his intention. And also, good excuse for doing shit, you know, weird and fucked up.
Yeah, like, he tries to show how they, you know, they distract you from other shit that's going on. You know what I mean? With all the different cuts.
Yeah.
Like, there's this going on over here, but you're seeing more of this, but it cuts back to this real quick. Sorry. I swiped the mic.
Yeah. And then why are they playing this interview for the people in jail?
Yeah, I would not authorize that.
No, they don't need to watch that shit. They don't even know that shit's going on, you know?
Yeah.
Sit in your cell, play your cards, and there ain't nothing going on.
He's in a cell by himself down in the fucking basement.
Well, wait, it's not after the Super Bowl, though.
Lights out right after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I guess she did have to fucking get right on that shit.
Why do they get to watch the Super Bowl?
I don't know. You gotta give them something, otherwise they'll fucking burn the fucking building down.
Wait, they did it anyway.
Well, he already talked about how the place is, they're at almost 200% capacity.
That's crazy, yeah. How can you be that...
This is basically a fucking ticking
time
bomb.
That's like two dudes a bunk.
Yeah. That's what 200% capacity means.
Yeah, that doesn't...
Two people occupying the space of one.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but... he's doing his little interview, and he's pretty... Woody Harrelson...
He does a really fucking good job.
Yeah, he's fucking awesome as Mickey Knox here. I think both of them do a fucking great job. That's what really won me over. You know, they talked to other people to possibly do it, and I'm glad they got him.
I feel like anyone else wouldn't have done it right. Like, he just did it right.
Yeah, he couldn't picture anyone else, really.
Yeah. After seeing him do it, no.
Yeah. Yeah, and he pretty much came... Do I have him? I don't have his...
Woody Harrelson came pretty much off Cheers right into this.
Well, he had The White Man Can't Jump.
Yeah, White Man Can't Jump, and then this. And then boom, boom.
That's pretty much it.
But even in White Man Can't Jump, he still played a dumpy white dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who just happened to be able to actually jump.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Woody Harrelson's badass.
No, I enjoy him. I mean, he's a little crazy now.
It's such a weird... He went from Woody the bartender on Cheers to this.
Yeah.
And it's strange how random people from TV shows will come out and be popular, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you would never guess it when you're watching the show that, you know, he would be the one.
But then there are some that you're that guy's going places.
Sometimes, but sometimes they flop, and sometimes someone else comes up. Here's another Coke ad, which Coke wasn't happy, advertising with natural born killers.
Yeah, this was the one where they got really mad about. The first one wasn't so bad.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I wonder, where is Danielle?
I'm right here.
There you are.
She came back, don't worry.
Did you do the tuck, pull your shirts up?
No,
He threw the leg hole?
Yeah.
Why not?
I took him down.
Oh.
Like a fifth grader? You probably had him around your ankles.
I'm going to rub it against my thigh. I have to close way too much information in the show today.
Yeah.
I think we both did.
I don't give a fuck. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey. That's what my kid will be able to do after we're dead.
Am I the only one who kind of half expected him to rape her in this scene?
He probably would have if he could.
But you whooped his ass.
Yeah. She kind of won him over and, like... You know, first he's going to try and, you know... But I think if she tried to say no, he would have been... Holding her down, be like, you know, yes.
Yeah.
And then he would have got fucked up then. Either way, he's getting fucked up. His scars healed, though.
It's been a year.
Yeah, it's true, yeah. Yeah, things are going to start going down soon. Oh, yeah, here it is. Steve Buscemi and Tim Roth are both offered the role of Wayne Gale.
Yeah, she throws the cigarette down and steps on with her bare feet.
Yeah, I can't do that. You do that for fun?
I mean, just to show off, but that's about it.
Well, you're real cool.
Yeah.
You're a real cool guy. How you doing over there,
man? I'm gonna be a cool guy.
I'm ready for bed.
No.
Still?
Yeah.
We need more shots.
No.
Yep.
No.
I don't get too often that I'm not chained to the girlfriend, so.
I liked when they first came into the prison, they said tonight's movie. Did you catch that? What tonight's movie was?
No,
the prison?
I didn't.
Escape from the Planet of the Apes.
Oh, nice.
You hear that announcement in the beginning when they first come back from the prison here. That was pretty good.
Well, they just talked about apes right there. He said,
yeah.
Not even an ape, blah, blah, blah.
I think that's what reminded me about that.
Ah.
But he has a good little speech here, I guess. You know? Yeah.
Wait, he's talking about the demon and...
Yeah.
He said, the only person I feel bad about killing was the old Indian guy.
Yeah. But then they kill a hell of a lot of people to get out of this prison, though.
Yeah.
So...
But you can just see, like, all, like, not all, but a lot of the different prisoners just agreeing with him, like, yeah, no, you're speaking the truth. Finally, someone's saying it. Let's let the demon out. You know what I mean? Because he's like, every fucking person in here has the demon in them.
Did you ever see the shot of, the, like, the fat white guy when he's smiling at the black guy, and he's like, what are you looking at? What are you looking at?
I don't think so.
Did we see that already? Because that was a real prisoner. He's convicted of murdering his wife and children by beating them to death with a lead pipe. Do you remember that guy?
Well, it was fat white guy,
yeah,
in the kitchen with a lead pipe.
It didn't say kitchen.
He's making a joke like Clue.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, gotcha.
Thanks,
I got it.
Okay. Oliver Stone gave him a role.
You know, Clue with who the fuck was in
that? I think
that?
We missed
Colonel Mustard, Professor Plum,
Scarlet O'Hara.
Yeah, no, John Cleese was in that, wasn't he?
The original?
Yeah.
No, the Tim Curry.
Yeah, Tim Curry for sure, but there was the old bald guy.
Martin
there,
Hall.
Maybe I'm thinking, no.
I'm going to go sit over there.
You can't,
anyways.
You can't go on the computer there.
No, no, I was just, it went to sleep mode. So.
Oh, I know, it's fine. Yeah, I know. We're good. We're good.
Right there.
No, you can't go wander off.
Especially not in the riot.
This is your movie.
And I like how Woody Harrelson's just keeping it cool as everyone's flipping out.
Danny, what did you like about the movie? After you stop yawning, hello?
Oh.
Anytime today?
Danny.
What?
Oh, they put the guy in the washing machine right there. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's director's cut. What did you like about the movie?
I like the movie.
What about it?
All of it.
All the...
How did it make you
camera
feel?
Camera angles, the rape scenes.
Did it turn you on?
We're asking.
What
I
is
mean,
wrong with you people?
Just asking.
Hopefully
you're
trying to keep me awake so that I don't take a nap over here.
Trying to keep you engaged, yeah. Hello,
yeah.
Wake up.
Hey, how's it going? Would you bone Woody Harrelson?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you agree
even,
with his thoughts
bald?
On marijuana?
I'm sorry, what?
I love the Wayne Gale's producer chick. She, like, has a goofy laugh, and she's burping and shit. And she's, like, so, like, you don't let her talk to anyone. Just keep her in the back. The chick in the white shirt. She, like, laughs earlier, and she's like, but now we got Mickey Knox is walking around and telling a joke. Which...
A very long hand gesture-y joke.
But come on, would you let this dude stand up? Much less walk around the room and talk?
The most notorious killer alive,
yeah,
at the moment?
Yeah. No, he would not fucking move from that chair. Come on. Right? Even Oliver Stone in the commentary said something about this scene. He said he wished he would have had him jump for it earlier. Like, you know...
Faster.
Not had the joke thing. Just kind of like do a jump right from the chair kind of thing. Which would have been much more realistic.
Yeah.
You know.
But the joke kind of leads to his kind of panache, I guess.
Mm.
You know what I mean? His...
I mean, it's a joke. I mean, what's
his,
the punchline?
His charisma.
If the little kid was jerking off? It all comes back to that, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. I guess.
And this is why I'm, like, leaving this conversation.
Oh, no, they're... Well, that's a good idea.
I need water.
What?
I got three cans of water right here. Made in Milwaukee.
It's just a canned.
Canned water?
Canned in Milwaukee.
With some hops and...
a little bit of barley.
Yeah. We stick to the home beer.
But I like how he just ends up killing fucking everybody.
No, he doesn't right now. I mean,
no, well, not yet.
Yeah, no, he takes them all hostage. He needs them. And they're pretty much only escaping because of the live connection they got. They have it's all broadcasting
well,
live.
He says, well, let me go or I'm going to murder all these people on live television.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, all right, well,
so that's the big,
we don't want
big
that.
On how they're going to get out of here. Which...
That's his ace in the hole. That's his trump card.
Yeah, yeah. And he's got the crew and a couple cops and Wayne Gale and a camera. Somehow they got the remote live going. They just walk away from it. They don't have to plug in or nothing.
Yeah, I don't know how that worked, yeah, but...
going somehow. Yeah. You could have someone at least working at the back desk, maybe, you know, bringing it in.
Yeah.
Sending it out kind of thing.
There should be someone that could cut the feed, but...
Yeah, yeah. Something. But, they're going through the fucking prison riot. Fucking badass. It's, pretty cool with the camera going in there. They get the good shots.
Speaking of shots,
Wayne Gale yelling and screaming.
And I mean, we just saw Woody Harrelson knocking people out and shooting them in the face, which is always neat.
Yeah. And now we're back with Mallory and Scagnetti. You like this scene, Danny?
Mm-hmm.
You like this scene?
Say I do.
Say a few words.
I'm sorry. People think I'm not talking as much as I should be.
I killed somebody. Killed some slut.
Yeah. I killed some stripper chick. Pinky. We should do that trivia thing next time.
I like that.
Something fun.
It's a good idea.
Are we going to do it the same during the episode, though? That just makes the episode longer, but I guess they want us to do it. They can. Not.
I feel like we should say that, we should ask the trivia question before. Before the movie starts.
Oh, because we might talk about something
yeah.
that we might use?
And if we ask it
okay.
at the end,
all
well.
Right. You know what? We'll record it separately and then tag it at the bottom.
Do that.
How about that? Because we don't want to give away spoilers like to listeners. We're talking right now, but...
Yeah,
we're recording, but...
We'll figure it out. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
Something new coming, folks.
Hey, we're something new. We have the drunk news commentary. I don't know if anyone's listening.
If you guys
that.
Have any ideas, go ahead and email us at drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
Got it right.
That's us. Yeah. You're doing better there, Justin. Glad to have you back.
It's I'm better when I'm drunk.
Yeah. Aren't we all?
That's especially me.
That's how we do this. Right. But, so here's, oh shit, she's gonna fuck him up. And
yep.
she actually really does break his nose.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. She, like, threw him a little too hard into the wall there, and,
Well, if I remember, at some point in the early 90s, he got into a couple of bar fights, and...
Yeah, I remember hearing about that. But...
Yeah, I mean, your nose is one of those bones that once you break it once, it's easy to break again and again and again and again.
Are they playing Shitlist again? What song are they playing? I don't remember. I couldn't really hear. But I don't know if it was Shitlist again.
I think they play it 2 or 3 times, actually.
I don't know. Trent
Reznor.
I mean,
don't quote me.
I mean, it's kind of common knowledge, but I got to say, Trent Reznor is responsible for the soundtrack.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, well. Yeah. He pretty much produced it. He watched the movie 50 times before he put it all together. And he had recommendations on songs from Oliver Stone and then other things he kind of took from himself. And he wanted to, like, mix songs together and just have a piece of the songs, which he does. Even the soundtrack is songs, they're called edits, you know, because there's only, like, a piece of the song. And, which is kind of cool, I guess, to kind of do the soundtrack like that. But you fit a lot more. So there's, like, you know, 29, 30 tracks, whatever it is on the CD. So,
yeah.
Because they're all shorter and little bits and pieces. Makes the movie flash. I'm just kind of going back to the soundtrack, which the soundtrack was badass. It was a great, great CD. But, in fact, I think I bought the cassette The week because that came out, I think I bought it before the movie, actually.
Oh, really?
So I was so, like, I was really, like, into this movie. It seemed really fucking cool. Like, the media made him something made him killers. The media made him superstars. Something. Forgot what the actual tagline was. And I couldn't really find the.
God made them killers.
Not God.
Or they were born killers. Or media made them superstars.
Or their family made them killers or something. I don't know.
Let's look at the tagline.
But I couldn't find it. But it seemed really cool, and I was kind of. Everyone's talking about Pulp Fiction because it did so good at Cannes that year.
Yeah.
Earlier in May, and there were people all looking forward to that. It, Pulp Fiction came right out with a bang too, so they both like did their number ones, but. Natural Born Killers was in August. Pulp Fiction wasn't until October.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And actually, Natural Born Killers had a better first week than Pulp Fiction. They did like 11 million, and Pulp Fiction did like 9 million their first week. But Pulp Fiction ended up having the long run. You know? And they had to do like twice as much. They did like over 100 million. And then this did like 52 or something. I don't even remember. I don't have papers in front of me, but I'm just kind of.
No, this one did. It cost 34 and they made 50. Something like that. It was like 34.5 and they made 15.9 or something.
I don't know. It was something.
Or you're 59, I mean, sorry.
It was something. It's on one of my sheets, but.
We talked about it already, actually.
I think we did, yeah, so. But here they are, Mickey and Mallory back together.
Finally, at last.
We're missing Danielle.
Yeah, where is she?
Sleeping.
Know.
Hey! What? Where are you?
Oh.
Me? Oh, she's still standing up. That's good. Sorry, we thought you were horizontal.
I'm about to be.
No. Sit. Look.
Sit, join us.
Look, they're back together.
Finally.
So Tom Sizemore has a knife in his throat.
Reunited and it feels so good.
It's not the song they use.
I know, but I'm singing it.
Use our shields. They kill a lot of people though, in this movie. Justin, come on, dude.
Sorry.
Really? She left me. I can't have you leave
no,
me.
No, my
too,
bad.
Dude.
My bad. I was trying to look up those taglines, but I couldn't find.
Yeah,
I couldn't find
I'm
the one
sure
you were talking
was,
about.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah.
But
so,
yeah, I saw this movie right away. I bought the soundtrack early, and so I kind of knew the movie by the soundtrack already, and I saw it. At least twice in the theaters, maybe three times. But it was fucking pretty cool. But then, after a while, it kind of like, I kind of heard it referred to as like the young male angst film.
Huh.
You know, there's like other movies like Fight Club, and kind of like Clockwork Orange, shit like that. Which,
American History X.
Yeah, kind of. Which is ultra violent kind of things that come out for the young men to kind of like. You know, blow off a little steam by watching something like that, I guess.
Yeah.
Something with a crazy.
Before we had video games like Grand Theft Auto, where we.
Oh, yeah, that'll does
in.
That. Does
yeah.
that for you right there. Yeah. Should
take care of it anytime we want.
Turn Danny's mic down. She's. Over on the couch.
She's over there. She's hanging out in Sarah's spot.
She burned.
She's burned. She's feeling the burn, folks.
Yeah.
Guess we know how she's voting.
Oh, except the vote, yeah. And you have to have a movie here. You're picking up an X movie, I guess.
I have a movie.
Even though you skipped out in the last two times.
I know. How did I get so lucky?
I know. That's kind of bullshit. We should also punch you a week. I was thinking.
I came back just in time.
I was like just throwing in like a random.
Don't worry. I have a good movie. I'm not picking a bullshit movie.
All right. I'm curious. But this riot's still going on.
This is a long riot.
They do some brutal ass shit, man.
But I like how
now they're just slicing up dudes' throats in the fucking barber chair. It looks like.
All right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That, you know, they're doing that all day. But no. Wayne Gale. I like how he fucking steals the gun from the dead fucking cop and he starts shooting people and shit.
Yeah, I don't think he's done that yet, has he?
Oh, I thought he did that already. My bad. Either way.
Oh, maybe he did. I think
either way.
Yeah, he didn't get shot in the hand yet, though.
Either way, he fucking, like, you can just tell the whole movie, he's kind of obsessed with serial killers and
why they
do what they do and what it feels like to kill somebody.
And he actually gets to kill somebody.
And then you know what I mean, in the heat of the moment, he fucking goes for it.
That's pretty ballsy, yeah. I gotta give him credit for that, I guess.
He's like, even if I get caught, well, I was scared for my life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And they were shooting, I mean, the cops shoot all the fucking crew.
The cops are just shooting anybody. At
oh
that
yeah,
point.
They're killing them all. They're, you know.
If you're not me, I'm shooting you.
Yeah,
is how I would be.
If somebody around you is shooting at me, I'm shooting at all you.
Yeah,
that's kind of what they're thinking. They're shooting at. They killed, you know, the stuttering chick, the guy, the cameraman, because Wayne actually ends up taking the camera.
Yeah, yeah. They end up.
The
yeah,
cops
ends up
kill all these
the
people. You know, Mickey and Mallory aren't killing any people. They're being cool. They're just trying to get outside.
I mean, so
right?
They kill a couple of people, I'm sure.
Well,
I just watched him shoot someone in the face 2 minutes ago.
They were just trying to get outside, that's all.
Yeah, peacefully.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're trying to walk out. Gandhi would respect what they were doing.
That's fine. Do I move over to Danny's mic so you can see the TV better?
No, I like where I'm at.
Okay. Oh, you got kind of a weird spot.
There you go. There. Now she's dead.
Yeah, yeah, there she is. Yeah.
The chick with the annoying laugh.
Yeah, yeah. Here he's got a gun. Here he starts.
I meant to bring up, I like how they talked about Serpico earlier.
Yeah.
When they talk about Scagnetti's book.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, well, they should make a movie out of this and blow that Serpico bullshit out of the water. Which, Serpico was one of, like, the top-rated films, like, the year before or something. Wasn't it? I think so.
No, Serpico was in the early 70s, dude.
Or... top-rated films of its type or something. I don't know. I'm kind of drunk.
Yeah, no, Serpico was early 70s. I have a...
No, it had to have been late 70s.
No, Serpico was like 73 or so, something like that, dude.
I'm probably wrong. I'm usually wrong, so...
My Oliver Stone thing. I don't see anything about Serpico on here. Scarface, that's... You know, we talked about that earlier.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah. But no, nothing about Serpico.
Well, he just makes like a one little quip about it that I just said.
Oh, they met up with Owen here.
Yeah, the guy that saves him, the guy that you said is in the diner.
He's in the diner. Yeah, reading the newspaper. He kind of like fades away.
Huh. Well, I mean, he kind of fades away here after this scene too.
No, he stays with him.
Well, the whole scene. Like, you don't ever know what happens to him.
Did you ever see the alternate ending?
No.
Oh, shit. There's alternate ending, which I think is way better.
I mean, I read about it, but
I didn't see it. We'll talk about it when it gets more towards the ending. But, yeah, we're still in the prison, but yeah, Owen. I think his name's Owen, yeah.
Yeah, his name's Owen.
He's helping them all escape, and they're kind of, they run into the cops in the stairs, and they have, what's his name, Kavanaugh?
Something like that.
I guess there was scenes intended to be before this where Kavanaugh there is getting shot and being used as a shield like multiple times like to like a comedic effect.
Oh, really?
Where he's just constantly being the shield. But they have cut some of that. Or not actually film maybe his original idea. But yeah,
they're holding the...
There we go. Shoot through the hand. That's a good shot.
Yep.
And then the shot through the hand down at Tommy Lee Jones was badass. And, yeah, his scream's pretty good. For getting shot in the hand. It's not a bad scream. What do you think, Justin?
It's a good scream.
Yeah.
I like the green.
I'm a little louder. Green's coming up again, yeah. Once again, we're getting the green. Haven't seen any snakes in a while, though. Have we?
No, I guess not. I mean, you can see the black guy hanging.
He's not a snake, but he's a, yeah. Yeah, they're in the bathroom.
Trying to figure out what their next play is. What's their next move?
Somehow they're going to get out of this, which the whole escape thing's a little far-fetched.
It is, but I can get behind it a little bit, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, when I saw it originally, when I was younger, yeah, I was all in. I was like, fuck yeah, they did it, you know? The media, it was all the media. They all like a troll. Which is just Oliver Stone just shoving it down your fucking face. Like,
yeah, whatever
the
they want
movie,
to happen
you know?
Is what's going to happen.
Which,
and he makes sure you know it.
He does a great job throwing it at you, but he does fucking throw it at you. Like, hardcore. Did you know he originally wanted this to be like a summer action movie?
Oh, really?
It was like, going to be something that Schwarzenegger would be proud of, he said. That was his original idea when he first saw it. He was thinking of something, you know,
something
way off. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But,
I'm
Yeah, social media. So do you think, like, a major studio, this was put out by Warner Brothers originally, a major studio.
Do I think they'd put it out again?
You think
no.
A major studio would put out a movie like this now?
Well, they wouldn't even release the director's cut till 2001.
Well, yeah, the
and it wasn't even released in the UK on tape until 2001, sometime earlier in the year.
The DVD I have was released by Vidmark.
Yeah.
Because Warner Bros. Wouldn't have nothing to do with it.
Yeah,
right?
They so sold, like, temporary rights or something.
I looked at the whole credits and I was like, this is really cheap. It's like, Vidmark? What the fuck is this? But, I mean, it's the fact that the disc we tried watching the other day and it had a big scuff in it.
Yeah.
Right around the interview time where he's with Wayne Gale. Skipped a lot, so I had to go find it. We rented it today. I had Family Video. It's great. Great. We have a silver video store around.
Yeah. At least we got one.
We need one. Well, we got two in town, yeah. So that's cool. We got the north side and the south side, but it's amazing compared to how it used to be.
Well, I remember when there was one on fucking... There was one in every grocery store, and there was one...
And a lot of gas stations and
stuff. Yeah, gas stations,
they
had
a bunch.
And then there was Hollywood Video, Blockbuster,
oh, yeah.
Family Video.
Places. Yeah, yeah.
And there was still three or four of each of those in town.
Yeah, yeah. And I
remember begging my parents to go to the Northside Blockbuster to get a movie that wasn't at the one right around the corner.
Nice. Yeah, I remember.
And I think it was the original Dr. Doolittle.
I remember I got old enough to, well, I was able to get videotapes on my own, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a badass. A couple times I didn't bring them back. Clerks.
Somewhere in my possessions, in a box somewhere, I still have Tony Hawk 2 that I stole from the Hollywood Video in front of the old Super Value, the one next to the where the festival is now on 80th.
Oh, okay.
Where it's the gym now, but it used to be the Hollywood Video.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Cool.
We rented that right before my parents got divorced, and I moved, and I just kept it. Because I was an angsty 12-year-old.
So you don't think they get away with experimental films like this? They did. I mean, I guess there were a lot of experimental films at the time. People were trying different things. As the 90s were okay for some things, I guess. You know, they were trying different stuff, I guess.
I love the 90s and the early 2000s.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what's happening now? I don't even know.
A bunch of stupid shit.
Taylor Swift's a Nazi, I guess?
Taylor Swift's a Nazi, and apparently you can get famous for taking pictures of yourself.
Okay, and they have whale vomit beer.
Yeah, whale vomit beer.
That's...
And...
That was on the news show from last week. Hope you heard that.
Yeah.
But there's riots going on.
Yeah, that's in
shit.
Australia.
Who's in Australia?
The whale vomit beer.
Oh, yeah.
And now they're just shooting them down, just fucking, just...
Oh, yeah. And they can't get out of that? They don't have the gate, you know, the key to that thing?
For real.
They can't open that gate? Or what about, there's another gate outside there, they can't close that one right there, see?
Yeah.
There's like another, they're in like a little sub-gate area, where they could have closed the other gate, at least try to hold it shut, you know, if anything. And,
yeah, there was a couple other guards in there besides the warden.
Oh, there's like
so,
probably eight or ten of them maybe in there.
So
yeah,
so two or three of them holding that shit shut while you open the next door.
Yeah.
And you just, boom, you centipede it down the line,
you know
what I mean?
Yeah, so I don't know why they didn't shut that. But then they show
I guess in
Tommy
the, I guess
in
the heat in the heat of panic.
Here's his head, right there it is.
Yep. Hey.
That's director's cut. Well, that's supposed to tell you something? Oh, the alternate ending.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that, yeah.
Well, we're not quite there yet. We're, this is the Wayne Gale's big finale, his big climax.
I like how they do that. They still leave the one witness.
Oh, yeah, we got Wayne Gale.
Yeah, well, it's the camera.
Spoiler.
Sorry. The movie came out 20-some years ago.
We're still listening. How long are we here? We're like almost 2 hours in.
Yeah.
Anyone still listening? Hi, Amanda.
What up? How's work?
Hope work's going well for you.
5 + 7 = 30. 22 - 7 = 90.
What does 0 say to the 8?
Nice belt.
Hey. But so yeah, Wayne Gale's totally still in the medium mode. He's
still trying to help. He still thinks he has a chance to live.
They say
they're trying
not
to
alive.
Plead to him.
Well, no, I think he's. I don't think he thinks he's going to die at all. I think he's going to tag along with him for now until they say it. When they say it, he's kind of like, wait, what?
Yeah, he's, yeah.
I think he doesn't think that at all. He doesn't think he's getting killed. He thinks he's fucking...
I just said that. I agree.
The boys, yeah. And
that's a fucked up looking camera, though.
Yeah, you think that's working at all? And how do you transfer, like, videotape to film and then make it a film but not make it look like a film?
No idea.
Man. You know, I mean, you know stuff, you know, what looks like a video camera kind of thing on the movie, but it was originally projected through a projector,
yeah.
Video camera, you know.
Yeah.
35 millimeter.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
If anyone has any idea, go ahead and shoot us an email.
At where?
At drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com.
And we're on the Facebooks.
At drunkfilmcommentary.
I think Danny's gone.
Yeah, I gave up on her about a while ago.
Yeah, well, we tried to get her going.
Yeah. Some people have a weak constitution.
Movie.
Yeah, how do you flake out on a movie you pick?
Yeah. I did a lot of research on this movie. It's pretty cool stuff.
I just didn't even try to do much research, and I ended up learning a lot about this film.
There's a lot out there
for this one.
Yeah, it's quite a talked about movie. And
the eighth most controversial movie of all time by Entertainment or something?
Weekly, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was Entertainment Weekly that said that, yeah. Yeah. But Roger Ebert loved it. He's like, he's all about it.
Which is weird, because it doesn't seem like a movie he would like.
Oh, he likes some weird shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really mind Roger Ebert's reviews.
That Siskel bastard.
I like Roger Ebert better than Siskel, yeah. I don't like Michael Phillips. He's a new guy.
They replaced him, yeah.
I don't even know what he's on, but it's horrible. He's like a syndicated review guy.
Well, he's in like the New York Times and shit.
I think so, yeah. His reviews are horrible.
He doesn't like anything.
Neighbors 2 4-star.
He doesn't like any of the movies that get hyped, but then shitty movies.
He likes Neighbors 2. 4 stars. I saw Neighbors 1.
I liked Neighbors 1.
It was okay. It wasn't a 4-star movie.
No,
not even close. It was okay.
I laughed the whole way through, but I was also high as fuck, so.
It was a happy 2. Yeah.
I'll give it a 3.
Like a 12-pack?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give it a 12-pack.
Maybe a shot too in there?
Yeah. depending on how much I smoked that day.
Yeah. But, okay, yeah, they're...
But yeah, no, this is, yeah.
They're putting Wayne Gale down.
This is the culmination of it.
He's finally accepted it, I guess. It would suck, man.
You just know you're going to die.
Yeah.
Oh, but we got to go back to when he had the standoff, and when he kills Stagnetti or whatever... And he's like, yeah, by the way, I didn't have any shells in my shotgun.
Oh, yeah.
When they get into a Mexican standoff of sorts. And in the jail cell.
Well, not really. He was, like, going to go for that gun, but
yeah.
He didn't go for it. And he's like, click.
And then Mallory came up and just fucking, shanked him in the neck.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a good one. Let's leave someone alive to tell a tale. We are your camera. The camera, like, bites Wayne Gale in the ass right there at the end.
It's kind of coiled up like a snake, too.
Ooh, wow, nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kind of is sitting there on the rocks.
And if you pay attention there, they made the same noise they made when the snakes were attacking them before the drugstore. The kind of, like, a jaw harp thingy. The meow.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Like, right before he took his acceptance and, made a cross and...
Well, I'm sure there's some moments where they're like, we have to throw something there. Just use that piece from earlier.
Yeah,
right?
As fucking crazy as they were probably going through making
all this
movie.
Shit?
Fuck it. It's already formatted. Let's go.
Should we ask Oliver what kind of film he wants to do this one? No, it's fine.
Just
there's
shut up
there's
and
20
put it
different
in
kinds
there.
In that 10-second clip. So, it's fine. Just go ahead.
It's going so fast, he won't even notice.
Yeah.
But, folks, we're going to do shots real quick, so...
They're walking off.
Enjoy the static.
Now it's weird that they go back to the chick. It's almost like they were alive, but I guess it's from earlier, I think, you know.
Yeah, now it's...
They show Robert Jordan. He's a WGN guy. Right here, Channel 9 Chicago, a channel we grew up with. So it's cool. Rodney King.
Yep.
There's a lot of stories from.
And then
time.
there she goes falling again.
Just in time. Are those stories still important?
Not to.
Are they important part of history though, or are they kind of?
The OJ.
OJ.
The Rodney
yeah.
King. What's her face falling?
Nancy Kerrigan.
Yeah,
that's
Nancy
it.
Kerrigan falling. Not important.
Yeah. He also changed the end of his movie. It used to be the Nine Inch Nails song, Burn, played at the end here.
I'm going to burn this whole world down.
And then it ended. And Director Scott doesn't have that song there.
Huh.
Yeah, it's shitty. But now we're hitting the credits, and they're riding out. But, so they're in the trailer. We're going to
do
shots real quick.
Shots.
But the original, or not the original, I mean the alternative ending had Mickey and Mallory also, you know, they escaped this prison the same way. And they, one thing you don't notice that they don't say about is Owen. You gotta help him escape.
Yeah.
They talk about the Dutch, the other cop guy. Yeah, I don't wanna die, that guy.
Yeah.
Dutch Mocha, the Mocha dude, whatever his name is. They talk about him. And they say that they shot him and threw him out the back of the truck. They don't say anything about Owen. But Owen's in the other alternate ending.
Okay.
And it goes right after they shoot Wayne Gale. And, you know, he's dead. They walk away. And then they're back in the truck and they're driving with Owen. Owen's in the back. And he's all like, oh, this is going to be really nice. I'm going to be able to hang out with you guys. And then Mickey and Mellor are like, no, dude, we're going to drop you off the next, you know, safe spot we find. Yeah, and then Mallory's like laughing, like, can you just imagine Owen living with us and stuff? You know, and Owen gets kind of upset. And then he's sitting there and, you know, does some weird little flashes like it does in the movie and like this and that. And it's actually pretty well made for not being in the movie itself. But then Owen's like, well, I'd really like a taste of that Mallory then. Yeah, and then Mickey's like, no, dude, he's getting upset. He pulls a van over. He's like, no, this isn't fucking cool. And then some words are back and forth, and somehow Owen, like, has a shotgun right up in Mickey's face. And he just, like, smiles at him. Woody Harrelson, this goofy, like, smile. And he pulls a shotgun and blows his head off.
Blows Woody Harrelson's head
off? Yeah, blows off Mickey's head off. And then Mallory's, like, in another front seat in the van, and she's all freaking out. She's like, no, wait, and he says, just wait, and he's like, bam, just blows her right apart.
Damn.
And then it goes right to the credits right here, like,
damn.
With them, the fucking, the nice happy Leonard Cohen song and shit.
That's fucked.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I guess, you know, they didn't want that one. I thought, I don't know, they thought that this one was better, because they thought if we saw them get their just desserts, that,
they eventually got to eat their cake.
They're kind of like conforming if they're saying, oh, they get punished in the end. When actually it was just kind of fucked up, ironic that, you know, and kind
they
of
ended up getting away.
Weird and mystic that some dude to help them escape kills them. And it would have added to the kind of weirdness of the whole movie, I think. Them escaping is kind of weird because they're not going to stop killing. Come on. It ain't going to happen.
No.
Those kids are going to be
fucked
up.
They're natural born killers.
Those kids are going to be fucked up.
I wouldn't be surprised if they somehow got linked up with the people from The Hills Have Eyes.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, maybe.
Just because they could do sick shit to people.
But, so we're wrapping it up now, I guess.
I mean, so yeah, pretty much all they do is ride it out from here.
We have to give our rating?
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to give it a keg.
Really?
Keg's good, right?
Keg's like all the way, yeah.
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 I mean, I wouldn't leave because the movie's on.
Well, keg's like all the way, like 5-star.
Alright, what's before that? 6-pack?
You can pick how many beers? Think a level of beers.
Pack?
Case?
Case? Case and a couple shots.
Okay, alright. That works? Yeah.
Maybe not a full 5.
We gotta think how it goes in beers. You're gonna tapper, you're having a 6-pack, you're having a 12-pack, case, and then keg is like the big one, keg party.
It just confuses me because I never just drink a tapper.
It's a fucking metaphor and shit, dude.
Fuck yourself with your metaphor.
We're not actually drinking this many beers. We're not going to have a keg party when we watch Groundhog Day.
Why not?
Even though we said we were having a keg party.
Yeah, we're supposed to get one of them.
Yeah. Pick one up. When are you bringing it over?
When do you want to do that, like, summer party?
Oh, yes. We're going to do that.
Yeah. I'm in.
Hey, it's a good time to say that, but anyone in the area, Kenosha area, that listens to us.
Or not even. Just fly in. We don't give a shit.
But we're talking about having, like, a little 4th of July thing here where we get some people over, some friends. We're going to have a little cookout, have a little chat, and we're going to watch a movie, I guess.
We're gonna set up a format of some sort, but yeah.
But we're going to do something where we want you guys in the background here, you know, kind of watching the movie along with us. And, you know...
Maybe we'll kind of do almost an MST3K type deal where we just kind of sit in front of everybody and we talk about the movie as we talk. And
well, I think we'd be sitting here at the table.
Whatever.
And they'd kind of be... Just sitting there, but they can yell out something.
The logistics,
a couple lines,
the logistics are a little bit different.
Yeah, we're not sure.
Same sort of.
We don't know if anyone's going to be interested.
I don't know.
But, if you are, you know, hey, drop us a line, hit us up on the Facebooks. Or,
we've said it enough if you don't know it by now.
TrunkFilmCommentary@yahoo.com.
You found us somehow, so you already know how to
Google
get a hold of us.
Google's got us. Yeah. That's good. But, I give the movie, when it came out back then, I gave it a keg, man.
Yeah.
It was a keg all the way back then when
you
I was 21.
A hardcore kegger?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I kind of resented Pulp Fiction a little bit.
Really?
When I, you know, because this came out first. And then Pulp Fiction came out, but it had all the rave. And you know what? Looking back, Pulp Fiction is a better movie, I think, for sure. It's a better movie. This one?
I'll agree with that, but it's not far behind.
This is a good flick, yeah.
Yeah.
So... I'm going to give it a case, and I'll throw a shot or two in there, too.
Yeah, all right.
But for sure, yeah, a case. That's up there. It's still pretty good. But, like, you know, like I said earlier, like, Oliver Stone does, like, beat you the fuck down with his little satire. It's all, like, so it's hard down. You know, the media's doing this. The media's influencing, you know, and this and that. I wish I would have saw a little more influence on Mickey and Mallory from the media. A little more of that,
yeah.
I guess. Maybe it's a movie that if it was made now, it'd be a lot different. It could have a lot more of an influence with them on their cell phones.
The delivery and everything.
Yeah,
would
we were talking about that.
Yeah.
I know.
And I'm sure they would have one of them would have an Instagram or a Twitter.
Of course,
videos of them killing people.
Immediately, it would be. Yeah, that seems kind of interesting. That kind of.
It would almost be a pretty good remake.
It might be.
Like, it'd probably be better than that Point Break remake.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean. To remake all this bullshit, this would be a movie that wouldn't be a bad idea to be remade, I guess.
It would be a whole fresh take on the old story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And maybe not so much in your face, just kind of a little more satire, a little, you know, maybe you get right on screen.
I mean, I kind of think now, more than in 1994, we need the Oliver Stone in your face. You know what I mean?
We need the ultraviolet?
Not necessarily the ultraviolet, but this is what the media is doing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, yeah.
I feel like now more than then, yeah.
Cool, cool.
Especially with all the social media and everyone's got a voice and not everyone fucking needs a fucking voice. Let me tell you that much.
That's indeed so. All right. Well, so
I guess that's about it then, huh? I'm just assuming Danny gives it at least a case because it was her pick.
Do I get
to pick my movie or do I got to wait until we do the top five?
Oh, we can do it now.
Okay. I mean, I still have my top five television to movie.
Oh, yeah. We can do that, too. Yeah, I'm ready to do that. Oh, I got a great list. Yeah.
I got a good list, too.
All right. Yeah.
All right. So we'll save my pick for after that, then.
You want to do it then? Okay.
Well, that's how we normally do it.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
Okay.
Sorry, folks.
So, hey, thanks for listening to us.
Enjoy the trip.
Everybody, drop us a line and tell us what color underwear you're wearing.
Ooh.
We'd like to know.
Hopefully it's clear.
Mine's got brown spots.
In the front and the back.
Both?
Oh. One I can deal with, the other one's weird.
You know, this song was playing when my car got crashed.
Oh, really?
When I was 21. It was about the same time of year, actually. It was in October of that year, the same year that this movie came out.
Damn.
I had a tape with the song on it, and it was playing.
Was it the tape from Natural Born Killers?
No, it was a mixtape that I made out of the CDs I had. I had that soundtrack.
In the time of mixtapes.
Yeah, it was a mixtape, and this song was playing when my buddy was driving us home at 8 in the morning, drinking all night, decided to start passing cars and... didn't make one. Swerved, hit a tree, and this was playing. And luckily we were okay. I mean, they were fucked up. I walked away. I was sitting in the passenger seat, but I had my feet up against the dashboard because it was 8 in the morning. So it was sunlight and shit, and we were drinking all night. So the daylight fucking sucked. So I'm sitting there with my feet up against the dashboard, my hat, like I had a Pantera hat. Fucking hate Pantera. Had a Pantera hat pulled down over my face, and we have hit a tree because where I was sitting, I didn't fucking move. If I was sitting normally, I would have been out bouncing off trees and shit, dude. Probably dead or something. I don't know.
I have a buddy that I know from high school. I was friends with his brothers, but I'm also friends with him or whatever. But he stole a girl's car at a party when we were in high school.
Yeah.
And ended up flipping it in a ditch. And because he was drunk and not wearing his seatbelt, he got thrown out the sunroof and didn't even, like, he got a couple, you know, bruises and scrapes, but didn't even break a bone. Car total flipped like 6 times.
Damn.
They said, well, this is one of those rare instances where if you'd have been wearing your seatbelt, you would have been dead.
Oh, fuck.
Like, you got lucky.
Well, my buddy, the driver got pretty fucked up. The back, kind of back seat got pretty fucked up. I mean, we're fine. I mean,
nothing permanent.
Well, I mean, yeah, well, I mean, the one dude got a bunch of stitches in his face. The dude broke both his legs, shattered his jaw. I mean, compared to me, they were fucked up, but they were, ended up being okay in the end. But yeah, it was crazy, man. Walking out. But this song was playing. And we're pulling the tape out, and I'm like, yep.
Damn.
After the old car was totaled, you know, of course. But
yeah.
So, but yeah, Burn. It's a great song.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge Nightingale fan, but...
I mean, I'm not much of one at all.
Yeah. I like his heavier stuff, so this stuff's all right. But, that's DFC.
Yeah. I'm just Danny, in time.
And I'm JTB.
And Danny is passed out.
And we're going to watch this whole world burn down.
Yep.